Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Mamser, and sundry ass claws across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain, and also to a small remnant of the House of Israel, which is my audience of choice. But on the other hand, usually outnumbered by about 666 to 1 on this show. Well, not quite that bad. Anyway, this is the Movement Turret episode number 27.5, and the title is called Aryan Nations Ass Clowns Amok. And today is July 22nd, 2010, and it's actually around 21 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I was running a little bit late, didn't have that many people on. And what I want to talk about is the Aryan Nations. Essentially, I want to go ahead and cover it from the time when Pastor Richard Butler was alive to today. And before I heard that Pastor Morris Gallette had gotten out, actually, he'd been out for some time now. But what pretty well got me and Pastor John Britton a little bit worried is that he didn't really go ahead and contact us, but rather somebody from the NSM, you know, a bunch of Nazis at the NSM, and now here comes old Visser running wild and screaming and shouting as if he's going to go ahead and be saved by Gallette. And I don't know, he might. But I've been going ahead and making a number of phone calls. And like usual, I can't go ahead and say everything I know because some of it is either confidential information or information which it wouldn't do any good for my side to get out. So just like about everything, a lot of what you hear is taken on the basis of faith in myself and that I've never, never bothered, or actually never lied to anybody. I may not say everything, which is correct, but I don't go ahead and lie to anybody. And since there's so much rumors and gossip and suspicion going on throughout the internet, essentially most of the time I go ahead and let the ass clowns go on the basis of half-truths or quarter-truths or whatever out-and-out lies they want to go ahead and make up, and then let them go ahead and get mud upon their face. Anyway, I found a new and probably better episode of Dave Ball's Thinking Problem, the original. It's not on Spike, so I'm going to go ahead and play it right now. Okay? All right, here goes. Diane, look, we got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. The wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Built top up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. These stupid, stupid wiggers, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a wigger problem, we've always on my mind. The way wiggers run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy to swap. Thank you. figures always have a memory of the way dog used to be. That is why they stupidly wait for dog to be free. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy to swap. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy to swap. Okay, well, I don't know. I got through that just as good as anything. So I'll save that link as best I can. Let's see what's going on in the chat room right now. Okay. Alrighty. This is Riz Glory. Well, I don't know about that. You see, the problem with Visser is that whatever Visser does, he's going to be caught out in the wash. What's Visser's problem? That's always been Visser's problem. Like for today, for example, today, one of Visser's little pisser possums, Seed Swallower, was running around, and I'd gone ahead and posted some of the worries I had with Galette. And what does this little possum do? You know, what does Seed Swallower do? He goes ahead, and I posted about what that I'd gone ahead and done yesterday. I went ahead and looked up Missouri CaseNet and pretty well found out that Liar Bill DeClueless is a total amoral young criminal. He got arrested in 1982 for felony stealing and burglary, and being a great criminal genius he was, he went ahead and pled guilty, of course. He got 6 months in prison. Then in 1996, he got arrested for owning, possessing, whatever, an unlawful weapon. He went ahead and pled after a couple months again, went ahead and pled out to this felony, Class C felony, and he got 5 years, but this was suspended imposition of sentence. He had to go ahead and give up the illegal weapon, had to go ahead and give up, you know, had to go ahead and pay $46 because it didn't really take much to find a criminal, rather stupid criminal, like Liar Bill DeClueless. On a good day, I've met Liar Bill, and on a good day, he might have an 85 IQ. He is not very smart. But when you see that suspended imposition of sentence, you just know that he went ahead and paid something for it. And John Britton says, hey, Zog owns his ass. And what happens, old Seed Swallower goes ahead and then claimed that I was talking about Galette. So, Six Killer today, he's up, and he goes ahead and he sends a message, private message to me, and I go ahead and post the thing, aloud. And then old Seed Swallower goes ahead in conjunction with Fruit Loop, goes ahead and changes it and leaves it to where there's no edit marks on it after a couple hours. Well, what happens, though, is that I have a tendency to open a lot of browser windows, and I went ahead and found the original one, saved it, and caught Seed Swallower out and out in a forgery, out and out in a lie. And that's the problem with Visser. Regardless of what he does, he gets caught lying and lying and lying and lying. He ain't too smart. He ain't too smart at all. But, yeah, Liar Bill is exactly that sort of character here. If you go ahead, go to Season 5, Episode 2 or something of the Hitler Channel on Gangland, and you'll see this thing called Clan of Killers, which I end up calling Clan of Mamsers because, it's sort of pathetic, really. because nobody actually got killed. There was no clan of killers. It was just a bunch of idiot Mamzers who, drunken Anglo mestizos who went ahead and beat up some little 16-year-old beaner kid. And that's all there ever was here. And that's what a lot of this so-called Aryan Nations thing is about. Okay? So, anyway, the problem me and John Britton had is that we sort of knew that Galette was out in a halfway house for, a couple weeks. And one of the things that worried us was that supposedly once he got out to a halfway house from February to September, well, he didn't go ahead and call as often this trustee in Ohio. And this guy didn't know, this guy who pretty well saved, did a good deal of saving Galette's old trust fund. See, among the terms of the trust fund is that once a year that this old guy has to have a religious ceremony or religious service and flowers put on his grave. And Galette couldn't do that for the past 5 years. So it fell upon the Ohio trustee to go up on the anniversary of the old man's death and put some flowers on the guy's grave. And if that is not done, then that stipend is waived. And Galette couldn't do that for the past 5 years because the idiot went ahead and got caught along with a member of the August Christ, who was a known snitch, Joshua Caleb Sutter. And he got caught plotting to rob banks in Alabama. Got caught in a motel room. Got caught in a motel room dead drunk. He went ahead and he made a plea bargain and I was sort of against it. By this time, I was in the nut house. And Galette pretty well screwed over his church. He went ahead and gave it to this guy named Joe Johnson, who, like I said, told me when I talked to him in February of 2005 that whatever he had as his own church, he was going to keep as his. And whatever he got from Galette was going to be his, too. But he went ahead and chose. Joe Johnson was just a typical little bowel movement wigger. You give him a little bit of power, and it immediately goes to his little bitty head, and he screws it up. Screws it up badly. Very, very, very badly. And essentially, he got rid of me, got rid of a number of people. He got rid of me based upon that I'd gone ahead and said, and it was quite truthfully, that I advocated the extermination of regime criminals, the castration of regime criminal male spawn, and the raping of a regime criminal female spawn. To go ahead and use as just nothing more than breeding stock for anybody who goes ahead and wants to go ahead and take this regime criminal family's property and lives. Essentially, regime criminals don't have any rights. They're traitors. They are to essentially be exterminated. But in the case of, Yahweh's law, I point out that if they hadn't known men, that they were to be spared and used for such purposes. And essentially what I've gone ahead and said is that I'm just simply bringing Yahweh's law of 3,500 years ago up to date here. Rather than go ahead, just simply leave dead regime criminal bodies out in the fields, for dogs and buzzards to rot, but to create a health problem, I don't see anything wrong with running them through a wood chipping machine and then going ahead and canning them up to feed other regime criminals. Essentially, you go ahead and you use the latest technical advances to go ahead and punish the spawn of Satan and regime criminals who should know better here. You see, ordinary Uyghurs and even Jews, they don't know any better, or they do know better. Jews know better, but they're irretrievably evil, and you don't expect good from them. But Wiggers deserve whatever the heck happens to them. Now, I'd gone ahead and told this friend of mine not to go ahead and post stuff that I had long ago claimed to Gillette's forum and webpage. Because Gillette was sort of mealy-mouthed in one way, and that what I'd do is that I'd... Well, yes, guest number three, there's going to end up being, you know, there's going to end up being that sort of thing. And essentially what happens is that regime criminals don't have any rights. They don't have any rights that the revolutionary need respect. And that's pretty well what I've been saying, is that, hey, regime criminals, they don't have any rights. You know, so you don't go ahead and whine like a wigger pussy that regime criminals violating your rights when, you know, essentially you're setting, you know, they've set up a system to where, hey, you know, life and every good thing of life goes to the strong and whoever wants to go ahead and take it. You see, rather than whine about, oh no, they went ahead and destroyed my family. Generally what I've done is straightforwardly decided to go ahead and exterminate regime criminals' families. What happens is that you can't go ahead and put 140, 150 million Uyghurs in a camp and make them work, make them produce, because most Uyghurs are rather worthless. And that goes double for the six-day beast of the field and the Manther abomination. They have nothing on the ball. Well, anyway, let me go ahead and read this other little thing. When this thing came out yesterday, I had intended, really, to go ahead and discuss the Aryan Nations, because Sci-Fi and Faber and Visser, essentially, they're little pisser possums. They end up having common pisser possums. Sci-Fi is such a total idiot feeb that his PHPBB form has been taken altogether over by spam bots. It's altogether crap. I mean, Sci-Fi is an idiot. The man is a complete moron. The man's a complete clown. All he's good for, I mean, I would say he has even less brains than Liability Clueless. Liability Clueless, you know, at least sort of acts smart, because when, you know, he's doing something stupid, he sort of does it slowly, whereas Sci-Fi Faber just does stupid shit quickly. Augustus Caesar's motto was Festina Fente, you know, Festina Lente, which meant make haste slowly. And I knew that because that was the unit crest for the 2nd Battalion 42nd Field Artillery Lance. That was our unit crest for the 2nd, you know, 2nd Battalion 42nd Field Artillery and, you know, all that regiment. And we were the 2nd Battalion. It used to be a coastal artillery way back before the First World War. But it became a Lance missile unit in the late 70s, early 80s when the Lance missile came out. But, you know, be that as it may. That's what I learned. Well, Sci-Fi does stupid shit quickly. And the idiot doesn't seem to realize that essentially he's an idiot. You know, whereas Liar Bill sort of senses he's an idiot. I mean, Liar Bill may think he's a criminal genius, but every single time he's been caught, and what he's had to do is the first time he had to go ahead and, you know, serve in the, you know, be in the prison for 6 months. It was probably a little shock time. And from what I gather, he got some shock time in prison. He probably got 120 days in prison in 1996. And then what he did is he went ahead and snitched to NARC here. So what I seen him sitting like a lump, the same thing I've seen over on Clan of Mamzers on the Hitler Channel. Essentially, just sits there, he sucks up the information, he goes ahead and reports it, and the thing about it is, Liar Bill don't have enough freaking sense, but he goes ahead and writes information that he isn't supposed to have, that he doesn't know. And we'll go ahead and cover that in a little bit. But what happens is Sci-Fi Faber and Sci-Fi Faber's little clowns were the same ones. And what the main one is what he's called Son of Light / Lenio Barcelos. And he's some sort of little mamzer who was with Sci-Fi Faber and who now is also with Visser. And I need to open up a window. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking at here. Okay. Let me see. What happens is that, shoot, you never seem, and I have a bad thing about I know what I want, but in many cases it's not there when I'm looking for it exactly. So let me see this thing. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and look at something else and see if I can't find it here. That ain't there. Okay. Hold on, folks. Folks, I am looking for it. Let me see. Oh, shoot. There's so much stuff about the Aryan Nations that usually crap. I'm looking for Aryan Nations Revival. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and type in Aryan Nations space. REVIVAL. Okay, Aryan Nations Revival. What happens is that the Sci-Fi Faber has announced that the Church of Jesus Christ Christian, in association with all member churches of the Aryan Nations, shall rebuild the name of our late pastor Richard Butler in Northern Idaho. Property has been acquired. We have about 20% of the funds, and donations would be appreciated. First, we will rebuild the Church of Jesus Christ Christian in a more remote location of Northern Idaho, followed by other structures for the purpose of home-basing our ministry where Pastor Butler is selected. To contribute, send checks or money orders to Pastor Gerald O'Brien Memo Building Fund, P.O. Box 2016, Gordon, Elena, Idaho. Well, folks, he goes ahead and he shows all this crap, building about where he's going to go ahead and build a Phineas Tower, which looks a lot like an ordinary fire tower, but it's a Phineas Tower. And he has all these sort of plans for a structure or something like that. Folks, Gerald O'Brien don't really have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Last time I heard of him, essentially, it seemed like the SPLC, ADL, gave them about, probably 666 Zog bucks so they could go ahead and have him distribute literature a few other places. And he was having a big fight with Paul Mowat at the time, who lived up in Northern Idaho at the same time. And then a couple months, I guess Paul Mowat ran out of money and he went back to Chillicothe, Ohio. February 2009, Joe O'Brien goes ahead, and this was over on Aryan Front, essentially tells old Sci-Fi to, you know, stick it up his ass. And Sci-Fi goes ahead and rants and raves and screams and hollers that Gerald O'Brien is a Zogbot. Why? Well, because he didn't show any respect to Sci-Fi Faber. Now, Sci-Fi Faber actually was never ordained by Richard Butler and was never ordained by Robert Miles like he likes to go ahead and claim. Rather, if you go ahead and look at some of these people, what, let me see. All righty. I'm looking at this sort of thing. In any case, actually, I've heard a number of people. Let me see. Bradley Jenkins, who associated with Paul Mullett, and this kid named Henry Stout, have pretty well told me that actually Pastor Richard Butler went ahead and excommunicated Sci-Fi Faber along the same time he went ahead and excommunicated August Christ. You see, in about 2003, August Christ and Ray Redfern rebelled against Pastor Butler and then supposedly kicked him out of the Aryan Nations. Well, that didn't work out too good. And, generally you end up having the Jew media trying to go ahead and make August Christ the new head of the Aryan Nations without Butler. And essentially, August Christ pretty well screwed the pooch by announcing that you no longer had to be Christian identity. Heck, you no longer even had to be white. You could be a sand nigger and join the Aryan Nations. And that's what ended up happening with a bunch of Aryan Front asswipes, a bunch of pagan, Mamzers and the rest here, like this one I call Yo-Yo Bitch, went ahead and supposedly joined the Aryan Nations, even though that they, didn't like Christian identity. So like David, Donald, Duck, Swain, and the rest of them, they supposedly joined the Aryan Nations because they gave money or they paid in kind to August Christ. Anyway, Butler, he didn't much care for that, so he went ahead and excommunicated August Christ and his little flunky, his little nitwit, Jay Faber. And I got some emails from 2002 where old Sci-Fi is trying to go ahead and, please Linstead, pay attention to me. Please Linstead, pay attention to me. Please Linstead, pay attention to me. Because I wasn't claiming to be a pastor then, but actually I was probably the best known dual seed mind Christian identity writer at the time, at least the best known political figure at the time. And during the 90s, I pretty well acted as a sometime lieutenant to Louis Beam, but actually I was running around with the militia movement and that sort of thing and, doing a political sort of thing, not a religious sort of thing, not a church sort of thing. And I once asked Pastor John Britton, I said, well, do you think it would have helped if I'd gone up to Idaho, spent some money, some time, and went up to Idaho to play with these Aryan Nations, play with these Aryan Nations clowns. He said, no, you probably would have gone ahead and they wouldn't pay a bit of attention. You might end up getting a fist fight with all these clowns who'd show up. Because nobody would have known you from anybody. So, no, you wouldn't gain anything by it. And I think he's absolutely right. I did meet Pastor Richard Butler in May of 2005 at Topeka at this thing that Billy Roper had organized, and Rick Spring was his chief of security. But anyway, Sci-Fi and Gerald O'Brien were screaming at each other through most of 2009. And Gerald O'Brien, he's some little papist, hyper nigger, wigger shithead who showed up in 2003 and bit him off a little hunk of Butler. And claims that Butler went ahead and made him his successor. And nobody except Gerald O'Brien has ever heard of such a thing. He showed up in 2003, and now he's Butler's successor. I don't think so. But in any case, for my Gary, he has a swastika tattooed on his T-34 split forehead. And I guess that makes him something here. But you end up having clowns like that all throughout Butler's senescence. And Butler made a big mistake when he came, was Wesley Swift's successor, because Connie Lynch, who was actually Wesley Swift's main successor, died within a year of getting out of jail. A lot of people think that Connie Lynch was murdered by Zog so that Butler and Butler's notions would go ahead and take over Christian Identity. And it went from being a family organized church to a skinhead, Nazi, what have you, sort of organization. Now, did that do anything good? Why, no. But anyway, over the last couple of days, over the last half week, you end up having these people, and Visser and Sci-Fi were thick as thieves, trying to go ahead and allegedly, they had this idiot notion that they're going to go ahead and kick me out of my own church. And they were going to get Eli James, and they were going to go ahead and get all these other people, Wickstrom and the rest, to go ahead and do it. Well, no, you dumb shit. You're not going to do any such thing. Sci-Fi did the stupid crap for no other reason than because some Jewess from MTV paid more attention to me than she did his crappy, idiot webpage and his pathetic forum, which has pretty well fallen into crap. Here, I'm going to go ahead and type forum at the end of this, AryanNationsRevival.org. And if it's anything like I've seen, you end up having a whole bunch of F-O-R-U-M. You end up having a bunch of clowns. Well, no, hold on. Okay, let's go to forum. Okay, you have Tappy Onriri. You have Eric Stolax. Oh, you have Reese Wax and Eric CC. So what happens is, looking at this thing, all it is is just a bunch of Russian porn spammers here. The last name that you see is Jessica 1488 from April 10th of 2009, which is pretty well when the thing fell apart. So anyway, for Sci-Fi, he didn't know how to run a forum. He wanted me to go ahead and run a forum. And then when I was devoting it to my Christian Nationalist V-Bulletin forum here, he got all pissy because some Jewess was paying more attention. So he went with Visser, and the two little mamsers got their little heads together, and they were going to kick out Lindstedt. Well, what happens is that a week after June 18th, Hal Turner gets arrested. And I don't go ahead and say anything because, hey, I don't want to get Hal Turner in trouble. I didn't know Hal Turner was a rat or something like that, although I'd heard a number of people saying this. But, hey, it's said about everybody. Heck, it's said about me. Even though I don't go ahead and look or data mine or anything like that, I don't pay attention. That's why I like Talk Shoe, because, hey, I don't want people to go ahead and, get ordinary people in trouble. Going on, let me see. Where am I at? Well, hold on, I'm just going ahead and doing a quick copy and stuff like that. I mean, I probably shouldn't do this, but hey, I have more than just to fly the airplane, like I said. And by the way, I went ahead and posted the chat where TalkShoe agent number 11 and Jenna Jameson, the porn star. What happens is that, I'm pretty sure it was Oba Gender Bendering Pister, Pisser's Poster Possum, who's the smartest one of Pisser's little Zogbots. The rest of them are pretty well idiots. Some are a little bit smarter than others, but Oba Gender Bendering Pisser's Poster Possum is the smartest one of the lot. Fruit Loop, he ain't too bright. I mean, he's crooked, but he ain't too bright. He sort of learned how to use the administrative tools over the past year or so. And Visser, he ain't too bright either. I mean, he goes ahead and he says something, and then sooner or later he ends up getting caught And the idiot doesn't realize when he's caught. He just goes ahead and says one thing and does another. And I'm going to go ahead and bring into that. But essentially, over the last couple of weeks, this Lenny Barcelos and a number of these other people who are with Sci-Fi and pretty well showed back over on Pisser's, Pisser's Pussy Palace, his new V-Bulletin form. He had to go ahead and delete his old V-Bulletin form that I call Pisser Cinder because it ended up having all this evidence of this criminal activity. He had to get rid of it. So anyway, he's going on to where, in August, pretty well the two thieves end up falling out, and Visser went ahead and hacked into Sci-Fi's webpage and removed his stuff and then threatened Sci-Fi with being thrown in jail, along with Hal Turner. And old Sci-Fi, he ends up going ahead and saying, well, how in the world is some guy, some meth goober from Georgia, able to go ahead and send me to prison? A dim bulb flashed in Sci-Fi's little noggin is that Visser was essentially a Fed. Who was calling Sci-Fi a federal Fed because Sci-Fi was associated with Hal Turner. Now, I think Sci-Fi has no morals. I mean, the guy is essentially, the equivalent of a Jack Weasel. We ain't too smart here. Anyway, the second thing I noticed was that the United Identity Church of Christ had been merged with the Church of Jesus Christ of Christian-Aryan Nations. The Texas-based Church of the Sacred Race will be reestablished as the Aryan Nations-approved Identity Ministry for the state of Texas. What happens is that last year there was a young guy about 19 years old named Henry Stout. His father used to be a Klansman and, with Christian Identity. And I was trying to recruit the father, but Henry was trying to go ahead and organize a number of things. And within 6 months, he got up to 180 members. And then about, in April or so, he was going to a Christian Identity wedding with about two or three of his buddies. And here comes one of these buddies' girlfriend who goes ahead and accuses old Henry of rape. And essentially a Nigger Tennessee highway patrolman goes ahead and pulls a gun to poor old Henry's head, and he spends the night in the jail. And then he gets turned loose the next day. And then after that, old Henry loses his United Identity Church of Christ. And it's been given to some guy from Gabriel, named Gabriel from Florida. So essentially, I went ahead and told Henry, is that you got to realize when you have a church growing that much here above ground, chances are the vast majority of them are Zogbots. You ought to be grateful that all you had was some female that you didn't know, was connected to somebody else you didn't know, claiming that you raped her. And then nigger pulling the gun, lay it to your head. But you're lucky that you're not serving 20 years to life in a Tennessee prison along with a bunch of other niggers, because then you'd end up having a bunch of swastikas and all that sort of stuff tattooed on your back and your buttocks and the rest. Essentially what they did is that Zog went ahead and used you, and then it went ahead and took away your United Identity Church of Christ and gave it to this guy named Gabriel, who's now running wild over on Pisser's Pussy Palace here. Essentially, they went ahead and gave it as a Zogbot. So this announcement, essentially, is pretty well just an announcement that, hey, Henry, you're out. You didn't go ahead and suck Sci-Fi Faber's cock here enough. You decided that you were going to go ahead and run your own church. So you got to shift that on your ass. And now Sci-Fi is running it, not because Sci-Fi has much in the way of brains, but because Zog wants it to be done that way. So what happens is that your Texas-based Church of the Sacred Race, it's been dissolved by order of Sci-Fi, and it'll be reestablished as the Aryan Nations approved identity ministry for the state of Texas. Essentially, Zog went ahead and gave Sci-Fi something that Sci-Fi never had brains enough to go ahead and create, still don't have brains enough to maintain here. I mean, it's sort of pathetic that you end up having Sci-Fi give over his pathetic church about maybe three people to, Gerald, old Hybrid Nigger, Quigger, O'Brien. And essentially, all it is just an STLC ADL leafletting thing to go ahead and claim that there's Aryan Nations, and thus you need the Aryan, you need the ADL and you need the SPLC to save them from evil aliens. Anyway, all this crap is going over, all these characters who are sci-fi and with Pisser, they're reestablishing themselves over on Pisser's Pussy Palace. And this announcement came just the other day. So I was going to go ahead and do something about the Aryan Nations, probably as a regular movement turd. And then yesterday, here came this thing. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, well, he's still in the halfway house, yeah. Guest number 8.
Guest number 8.
Oh, shoot, is there? Anyway, guest number 8. I don't know if you went ahead and talked to him or not. I mean, shit, we don't know who you are. But, and by the way, we've already had this thing here. I mean, you need to join Obagender, Pisser's Poofter Possum, and Jim Giles and the rest of them here who claim that Anglo-Saxon monosyllables are Jew-speak. They're not. Never were. But in any case, look, the thing, this other thing you went ahead and said is that essentially Solomon is Lenio Barcelos here. I know Hengist's real name. And what happens is that I'm not going to go ahead and give Hengist a hard time. Even if he did betray me. So, where was I at? Okay. Anyway, you end up having all this crap coming down, and then, all of a sudden, you end up having this thing that shows up at, New Saxon here. Essentially, it's mainly a creatard NSM board. It's not really Christian identity. So I spied on a number of these boards here, like Jukes Front and the rest here. What these so-called Christian identity members or pastors speak, it's not even one seed line. It's just some mix of creativity and Wodenism and New Age crap or something like that. But you don't recognize anything other than name. These people have no idea what they're talking about. But this is Pitbull 73. He goes ahead on 7:20 at 13:59. He goes ahead and posts this. And then, it is my honor and privilege to announce the official return of Pastor Morris Gillette, head of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. This return has been long in coming, and in the upcoming weeks there's going to be some changes in the white nationalist community that will shake it to its very core. No, it won't. It won't shake shit. What happens is when you end up having essentially a turd which quivers like a bowl of jelly, nothing gets shaken to its very core. Nothing. You have your Zogbots, and the vast majority of them are Zogbots, and you have your idiots and your Whiggers and your Mamsers playing games and running around in uniform, and you have the same idiocy. Nothing ever gets changed here. Gillette isn't going to go ahead and change anything. When he comes out, if he goes ahead and asks for it, John Britton is going to resign as senior pastor, and if he goes ahead and gives it to Visser and Brian Wright, there ain't much we can do about it. The only way that that can be changed is if the trustee in Ohio decides that he's going to go ahead and safeguard Ray Redfern's legacy and that, Gillette isn't going to go ahead and have $500,000 handed to him. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen at all, because it was all I could do to convince Galette and this old guy to recharter their church last August and September, when I found out that their church charter was in danger. Essentially, Galette owes me and John Britton a favor. But it seems to me that what we've seen is that Galette has no good sense or anything here. And since we don't know what the status of it is, this thing would not have come out. This would not have come out if he'd had the simple decency to go ahead and call or send an email to John Britton, who is the senior pastor. Hey, John, I want to go ahead and take back my church now that I'm out. No problem. And what happens is John Britton would have gone ahead and did it here. Anyway, soon after, here comes this Lenny Barcelos here, who's with Sci-Fi Faber. And he took Sci-Fi Faber's against Visser's thing, but now he's back with Visser. And, you know, Sci-Fi and Visser are all two little Zogbots, you know, in a tree, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. That's what Sci-Fi and, the Pisser's doing. Two little wiggers or mamsers or Zogbots or whatever sitting in a tree, F-U-C-K-I-N-G. That's exactly, first comes a whole bunch of mamser abominations here, and then Bell Priestery and a whole bunch of Zogbottery, and that's all that's ever going to happen. There's not going to be any great change in the Baal movement, because the Baal movement is composed of the very self-same people. Not a bit of change. I've been in this wonderful Baal movement for 16 years, and, you know, Jerry, this is probably about the fifth or sixth time I've seen this same thing happen. Times have changed with the passing of some of our great leaders, and this gentleman and myself have fought side by side for many years, and for many years to come. We will continue to spread the word of Yahweh through all means necessary. The Church of the Sons of Yahweh was founded by Pastor Ray Redfern and Pastor Galette, and has been a key supporter of the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations. Look, Galette, if you go ahead and go with Visser, and you go ahead and go with Sci-Fi, you're going to end up essentially going with Ray Redfern. There was absolutely no need for you to do the stupid crap you did. There was no need to plot to go ahead and rob banks. But what happens is that it wasn't for your church. A lot of people think it was to go ahead and huff up your nose. Never trust an addict. Never trust a substance user. Never trust a junkie. How in the world does the order end up failing with $3.1 million? How are you going to go ahead and do any better, Galette? And the answer is you weren't. The fact of the matter is that when Ray Redfern was alive, he kept Galette on a tight leash. And then after Ray Redfern died, Pastor John Britton sort of kept a leash on Morris Galette. Here comes Morris Galette. He meets this Brian Wright. He goes ahead and he's sucking up to Visser. And now you're going to go ahead and go with Sci-Fi Faber. And you're going to go ahead and go with these other people here. Now, I don't know if Galette actually wrote this. It could be some little creatard. Could be Sci-Fi. Because Galette's been a halfway house in February. That's March, April, May, June. That's 4 months. That's 4 months. What happens? He didn't just get out. And I knew that. Essentially, we were looking forward to Galette coming out and taking his church. And what I ended up talking about 2 weeks ago was he's not going to go ahead and give it to Visser and Brian Wright, is he? After all this stuff that we went ahead, after all this begging and pleading and pissing and moaning, please, John Britton, take my church, save it. And me going ahead and asking John Britton to save it, and then then go ahead and saving the charter and saving his church back in August, you're going to go ahead and give it to Visser and Brian Wright and Sci-Fi Faber? Well, what the hell? Then what the hell did I do here? I probably screwed up. I probably screwed up just like I did, with Visser, telling him I'll save his forum from Russian porn spammers. Hey, I screwed up. If he's going to go ahead and give it to Visser and Brian Wright, I screwed up. I should have said not a damn thing. I should have let the church charter go ahead and fall apart. But hey, I told Gillette about it. I urged him to go ahead and renew his charter, and he did. But you're just going to go ahead and give it to Zogbox? What in the world did I do that for? I screwed up. Wasn't too bright of me, was it? You know what I mean? So, well, I don't know what Lenny Barcelo says here, but he certainly don't act like a white man. He acts like a little Zogbot. He acts like a little Mamser. Sort of like Ron Edwards, little clan of Mamsers. Wow, Bill, and maybe Ron Edwards are on a white man there. The rest were freaking Mamsers. That's what you end up having with the Alien Brotherhood and the rest of them. You end up having a bunch of stupid Mamsers playing, pretending to be white men. This is also a message to all enemies, wherever they may be, you know, and then he goes ahead and quotes Isaiah 54:17. I don't have a problem with that. He quotes Isaiah 41:11-12. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will perish. Proverbs 19:9. Look, folks, I have never lied to anybody. I don't bother to lie. Now, I don't lie together. Say everything I know. I keep a lot of things secret, sort of like reading liability clues as private messages over a sperm front for 2.5 months. I didn't say a word about that except to John Britton, and then later on, about 3 months later, to William Fink, so that he could go ahead and know what I was pretty well on, to what was going on. But essentially, I don't say anything unless it's a need to know. But who comes on with this here? This is very good news. Thank you for sharing this with us. Yahweh bless Pastor Morse Gillette, yourself, and all of his warrior saints. Hail Yahweh, Len. HTTP://churchofyahweh.org. Well, guess what, Lenny? The only one you could have gone ahead and become a membership to is Pastor John Burton. He's acting senior pastor. Didn't make you a member of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Well, hey, you're a member of Sci-Fi's Church, and you're a member of Pisser's Church, and you're a member of Morse West Church. Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't. But then let's go on here. Is that then? Then we go ahead and we go over to yesterday. And this was an open one here, current news and events. It wasn't their little purgatory and hell threads here where the little pisser possums go to make fun of me and Johnny Tonto. Alpha and Omega. It's your millennial Barcelona, so it's a Sci-Fi Faber. Alpha and Omega has been pretty well a Sci-Fi favorite, so it might be Lenny Barcelos. He goes ahead and he points this thing out, and here comes Visser. Kiss, folk, I'm certainly glad to hear it. I'm sure Pastor Gillette will be setting straight some very serious allegations that have been wrongly leveled against this ministry by a complete lunatic. I wonder who that complete lunatic is, huh? Could it be Linseed? Could it be Pastor Amy Rose? Could it be? this is it. The pisser possum is just so ridiculous. Well, he gets caught out in the lie, and then he goes ahead and he changes the lie a little bit, but still the same old stupid lie. He thinks he's fooling somebody. And chances of it is I don't even think even the stupid pisser possums believe the stupid crap. They're just a bunch of Mamsers and Wiggers and Zogbots joined together under a head rot here, who goes ahead and gives them a little place to pretend to be Christian identity. I have a fear there's going to be quite a few embarrassing people in upcoming weeks. No, Pisser, you complete fucktard. I'm not embarrassed. I don't need to be embarrassed. See, I'm not a liar like you. And I went ahead and my Jeremy Visser sock puppet went ahead and had a few little things here. You know, where it says, kinsfolk, I put fellow Mamser Wiggers, Ogbot, Pisser Possums. I'm certainly glad to hear it. Now's my chance for me and my fellow thieving Zogbot Mamser Brian Wright to get some Zogbucks out of the dead Nazi millions. Let's go let kicks out John Burden. You see, in this show that Visser and Brian Wright made a couple months ago, Visser's claiming that he don't know anything about it, but on the other hand, he knows about this old guy in Ohio. Well, how would you know about this old guy in Ohio if you don't know there's a thing here? And here comes old Brian Wright. Well, Williams, there's a thing that you can't be drunk. Well, where do you get this thing of being drunk here? Well, answer, you got liability clues claiming that I went ahead and claimed that, you know, John Britton is a drunkard. No, that didn't happen. I'm a liar, Bill. Go ahead and talk on the cell phone over the weekend to John Britton. And liar, Bill is all very apologetic. Now, liar, Bill says totally something else here. I mean, he's just like a retarded. He's like a retarded little liar who goes ahead and he runs around and he tells his little lies based upon, essentially, I think his own personal experiences. And he tells the lies, and once he says it two or three times, he goes ahead and gets to believing those lies. So maybe he does believe that John Britton is Johnny Tonto, who's a completely drunken Indian here, who has an Indian wife in the Mormon church and all this sort of stupid shit. Well, look, look. We already know what you are, Liar Bill. You're just a stupid criminal who got caught. Essentially turd states evidence, and you're just a tard or a turd sitting there collecting evidence and then going ahead and telling lies to the FBI and the ADL and the PLC and to Visser and the left here. Anyway, in that thing here, Brian Wright goes ahead and says, well, yes, there is a trust fund, and the laws say you can't be drunk in here or something like that. No, the laws don't say such thing. The actual Constitution says the acting senior pastor can go ahead and remove the board anytime he feels like it. Anytime he wants. There's no such crap. You wouldn't get anywhere setting up a lawsuit from Washington or Sumner or whatever for assets located in Ohio based upon what you ended up admitting that you had resigned. On Visser's own forum. And by the way, Visser went ahead on his old forum and turned it up from that here up to where you can go ahead and see it again. See, Visser hides things, he deletes things, and he does all sorts of stuff. I'm pretty sure that Pisser's sender is saved on a CD-ROM somewhere just waiting to be resurrected. The thing about it, is this, Visser is not too bright here. He ain't too bright. He gets caught. You see, I can do a 3-4 hour show with perfect confidence that I'm not going to be counted on a lie. Why? Because I don't tell any lies. Now, generally, I'm looking at the chat here. The Roid Rage retard called me a retard here. But, Essentially, Hunter Wallace and everybody else said, it's sort of pathetic when you end up having four people, yelling and screaming at each other, and Lynn State comes across as the same one. I'm the one that was locked up at the nut house. and I can laugh at it now. It wasn't too funny here. You know what I mean? Oh, Seedliner, you need to go ahead and go over. What happens? Me and John Britton caught you lying. Well, actually, I did. You went ahead where you forged. You went ahead where you deliberately, you know, got caught lying and you forged this sort of thing. But what happened was I had a number of windows open. I just went and did a screenshot. And then I did a screenshot of where you changed it. I mean, you know, Steve Swider, I call you Steve Swower here. I said, you know, said before, you can't prove, you know, Steve Swider's position is you can't prove I'm a faggot because I swallow. I swallow the evidence here, you know what I mean? Well, Steve Swower, you know, Steve Swower, I said before, have you ever heard of a stomach pump? I mean, you're just a retarded Bishop Possum is all you are. You're not nearly as clever as you think you are. But go over there and enjoy it here. You know, pretty well I do, you know, I must enjoy old Fruit Loops / Ron's. You know, and I didn't used to know old Ron's actual first name here. What happens if he got caught lying? See, the problem with you liars is that every time you open your mouth, you say something here which is going to catch you. And you do get caught every time you open your freaking mouth. I advise you, let me see, go to post number 5 here. Saying, Jill never catch me sucking other pisser possum cock because I always swallow. And then I end up showing these two screenshots. To where you're caught dead to rights. You know, going ahead, I mean, essentially, Seed Swallower, you're a freaking liar. But then again, everybody knows that about pisser possums. But where was I? Anyway, I have even more listeners. Yes, I bet you do. Have all the listeners you want. It doesn't matter to me. See, Swallower. Oh, what's correct? Explains there's no money. You'll be seeing the lie you are. Laugh away. He laugh. No, See, Swallower. Why would some old guy in Ohio lie to me? He told me. In 2007, there was $400,000-plus that hadn't been decided in probate yet. The Garrett only got $1,000, and most years he only got $400. You have no idea who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the actual guy who runs the thing. If you go ahead and look back, Brian Reichs and, you know, Jeremy Vissers, I ain't no trust fund. You know, this old guy in Ohio. This old guy in Ohio in the barn. He don't know what he's talking about. Well, hey, how do you know he's in Ohio? Man, I don't think the guy lives in the barn. He might. What difference does it make? Here's my life. Well, yes, there is a trust fund. Yes, there is. And what happens, we're going to go ahead and take it away from John Tonto because John Tonto is a drunken Indian. Blah, 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 blah. What happens? You liar has been caught lying and lying and lying and lying. So essentially, every time you open your mouth, you do get caught. But going on with time will spell. Pastor LOL. Oh, I bet old Steve Swiner with his LOLs. He sounds just like old Pisser. Pisser, you know, look, my dear Pisser Possum. The fact of the matter is, you know, none of you faggots and bell priests and mamphers, you don't get to decide who is dual seed like Christian dating clergy. If you don't believe me, why don't you go ahead and look back at your own sermon of last year? Where essentially you were shitting on old Vista, or not on Vista, but you were shitting on Sci-Fi. For trying to remove me from my church and said, hey, if Listed wants to call him a pastor and he has other followers. You see, Liar Bill, he pulls the same shit here. I'm a pastor because I have followers. Well, hey, if Liar Bill has followers here, I mean, shoot, it must be pretty pathetic here, you know, to have somebody with an 85 IQ and a criminal record of being a Zogbot, you know, having other followers. I mean, shoot, this, you know, he'll go from being a clan of Mamsers to being a clan of retarded Mamsers. Visser, your little LOL here. I mean, you know, cackling at inopportune time like an idiot here just proves, well, that you're a lying idiot. Anyway, I just look at the pictures here. Well, Mafia Wars is interesting here. Oh, no, it's not a MySpace app. It's a Facebook app. What I like about Mafia Wars is that, it's sort of stupid. It's sort of a stupid game. But, you know, essentially, it's a whole lot. It goes ahead and opens a chat window on Facebook. And that way, I can go ahead and chat with Pastor Britton over Facebook, the instant messenger. And he might be on right now. Let me go ahead and look. Oh, let me go ahead and look, see if he's on Facebook right now. Hey, okay, well, he's online here. Okay. So, hey, John, I'll talk to you. Anyway, but I really don't have time to have a long conversation. But anyway, Galette goes ahead and calls me a lunatic. Look, Visser has always thought that he had absolute right to Galette's church. When this crap came in around February, March, he was posting all these letters supposedly from Galette. And they were. They were based way back in 2005. And regardless of what Visser wanted to go ahead and prove, he never could prove it. He never could prove that Galette thought I was a child molester. He could prove that essentially Galette kicked me out, you know, based upon Joe Johnson's whining that I was a maniac who wanted to go ahead and castrate regime criminals or rape regime criminal female spawn and do some prion poisoning. And that really shouldn't have gone on there, but this guy named Henga sort of betrayed me, and he posted stuff that I had on my webpage and I had advocated, but I essentially didn't want to go ahead and put it on Galette's page because Galette went ahead and he got a PHPBB form, and then he asked me what I thought about it, and I said, well, nobody can read it except three people. What good is it? So he went ahead, and then he opened it to where people could read, and I said, well, what good is it to read if you're just going to go ahead and talk among yourself? So he went ahead and opened it to everybody as long as they were relatively polite. And then he insisted that I go ahead and post a bunch of stuff. But, oh, no, you can't use the word. You can't go ahead and use any four-letter Anglo-Saxon monosyllables. Well, I said, well, shoot, a lot of my work does have these Anglo-Saxon monosyllables here. I'm just going to go ahead and post some of the old stuff. No, I want some new stuff, but no, none of them Anglo-Saxon monosyllables. So essentially, I was sort of caught between Galette wanting me to go ahead and write a whole bunch of stuff special to his forum, but not, you know, not the vast majority of material that I had, you know, created over the past decade. And that was a little bit of a stretch here. Anyway, he gives it to Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson essentially was, you know, from what I gather, he was a total tyrant who got kicked out of the Arkansas Ku Klux Klan because he was a little tyrant with them, and people got tired of being bullied by some little 5'6" little wolf who wanted to play tough guy, who wasn't a tough guy, but who was a pussy, but, you know, who wanted to play tough guy, essentially got kicked out of that. So he goes ahead and he gets some found money. He gets to be senior pastor of Galette's church. He goes ahead and he kicks out me. He kicks out this Zach Kraft, who is actually a Rick Spring cutout. Now, think about Galette's last year, so you end up having all these quitters. You had these groupies, these little wannabes. You'd have Bianca Trump, who was some Polish, you know, which was some Polak porn star who made a bunch of films sucking nigger cock, and essentially Butler didn't realize that until somebody found out, and then said, "Hey, look, you need to dump you need to dump old Bianca Trump," and he did. And generally, in his last days, he was surrounded by people like Rick Spring, who was a criminal, like Liar Bill, like Visser. Surrounded by criminals who were just simply spying on him. And Rick Spring went ahead and sold these Arid Nations membership forms to the One Niggers Project of Daryl Lamont Jenkins and the SPLC. His wife would go ahead and nurse Butler. And what they do is that with Billy Roper, Rick Spring was the head of security, and they'd bring Butler around for what I call the See Pastor Richard Butler Floyd Croaks tour. And lest people say, "Hey, you're making fun of him here," I want to go ahead and see Pastor Richard Butler before he croaked. And he was still quite a man. Quite a man. When I seen him, he went ahead in Topeka and pretty well covered that, hey, you know, the reason Topeka is just nigger town, and the reason we have the crap that we have is that the white man is no longer a white man. Well, that's pretty well what I say. The white man turned wigger, and we got a wigger problem, although that isn't exactly what Pastor Richard Butler said, but that was pretty well close. He just said a lot more dignified than I did. You know, because he's an older man from a more dignified, generation here. A lot of times I cuss like a trooper. Well, I was a trooper. I was in the Army, and yeah, I do cuss. A lot more than my father did. Just like John Britton cusses more than his father did. And, John Britton said, "Why do you cuss so much?" I said, "Well, hey, we live in a lot coarser generation than our fathers did. And as a result, in order to go ahead and beat down the Wiggers and the Niggers and the Jews and the Mamzers, we've got to go ahead and wield the equivalent of a rusty nail embedded in a pallet flat to beat these bastards down. And we do so. And I don't make no apology for what I go ahead. I mean, it's sort of like gender-bending pisser possum. The lying gender bender bastard had a post on VNNF 18 months previously, said, "Fuck the rules, they suck." Pilgrim went ahead and gave the lying mamzer the scarlet H for hypocrisy, because, hey, old gender bendering pisser's poster possum was altogether a hypocrite. Don't care about how much district cusses. It's out to cause trouble for Chris Van Damme because it's an evil faggot. Probably a mamzer of some sort. You know what I mean? It's a spawn of Satan. Be a Wigger adoptive or mamzer biological. That's what these creatures are. There is no rule which they follow. It just depends on who's doing it, who's saying it at the time. Anyway, so, okay, well, what happens is that Seatswiner, I was not in a mental home for raping my grandson. It was just all the other stuff here. See, someone like Pisser goes ahead and lets his little Pisser possums go ahead and do this. What you do is you simply make them eat their spawn's nuts here. Then they learn not to go ahead and be liars here. You can't go ahead and cure a lying mamzer and being a lying mamzer, like Seatswiner or Visser. By the way, I'm pretty sure that Visser is a mamzer himself because nobody went ahead and raped my grandson, including me. Thing about it is, if you guys want to go ahead and look at the actual warrant, it's on my webpage under HTTP whitenationalist.org/Linstead/Naboth21.html, and you can go ahead and read it for yourself. They just simply went ahead and claimed that I kissed and still kissed his penis here. After they got him alone for 2.5 months with, quote, therapy. You know what I mean? And as I look at it, I'm quite justified in going ahead and going to Visser and applying a little therapy to their spawn. You know what I mean? We'll hear some wailing and gnashing of teeth then. You know what I mean? Do a Google search for Linstead. Seatswiner. Essentially, I'm going to go ahead and ban your worthless ass because, hey, Visser, I'm going to go ahead and ban your worthless ass. Now, if you want to come back, if you want to go ahead and cause trouble, you can cause trouble somewhere else here. Said four, as long as you're amusing, you can be on there. As long as you're relatively polite, you can be on there. But there's no need for me to put up with your shit. You know what I mean? Anyway, where was I? Pastor Morskalette is now out of prison. Well, hey, he's been out of prison since February. But see, what we worried about is that, essentially, how come Galette didn't go ahead and discuss more about it? Why didn't he go ahead and discuss with John Britt? Now what happens is that maybe he'll go ahead and take his church and move on, in which case, that's fine. Yesterday, when this crap was going down, I suggested to John Britton they go ahead and make out a letter of resignation to Galette. Say, okay, Galette, you're out. Do whatever you want to. And John Britton said, hey, okay, draft it up. I'll sign it. Send it to Galette or wherever. I went ahead and talked to the trustee in Ohio. He says, hey, do you need to do this? Do you need to go ahead and be hasty and do this? And the answer is, no, we don't. We don't need to be hasty to do this at all. But where it all sets upon is essentially this trustee in Ohio. You see, if Galette has gone ahead and turned traitor, if Galette is, well, okay, we'll see what we can do here. Anyway, Marcy's gone ahead and sort of given me a little bit of marching orders, but not all of them. Anyway, what happens if I get to enjoy the air conditioner if I don't yell and scream too loud? Anyway, the thing about it is that I asked John to go ahead and hold off for a bit, okay? The thing about it is that I've gone ahead and drafted this particular notice that I've gone ahead and wanted to send to a number of neutral, dual seedline Christian identity pastors and elders and churchmen. And what it boils down to is that, Galette didn't do anything to go ahead and save his own church. This old guy in Ohio did. Now, if Galette has gone ahead and turned traitor, then does he deserve to be head of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh? I don't know. I don't know. But the problem of it is I don't think John Britton wants to go ahead and do this fight. And I don't have a problem with the fight. I really don't have a dog in the fight because guess what? I've been excommunicated by Morris Galette for advocating, essentially, the violent revolution against the current Zog Babylon. And however means is necessary to go ahead and partake of it here. See, unlike all these people goes, I'm not for violence or anything like that. Well, hey, I agree with Ray Redfern. Violence solves everything. I agree with Robert Heinlein. Violence, in Starship Troopers. Violence solve everything. Violence is the only means of deciding, in many cases, political questions. Elections don't decide anything. Elections are just a fraud. Violence solves everything. I'm quite sure even Wolf Fietzwine or Visser, Fietzwine or Visser would probably kiss my ass here and say, I never met what I said about you, Marty, raping your grandson. You know, I mean, especially when he's eating his own nuts and eating his own spawn's nuts. He's suffering from pig-like testicle eating syndrome. I bet Fietzwine would probably, wish he wasn't a lying man's or bastard. But he doesn't have any problem with it. And pretty well, judging by what I see, I think old Visser sees, sees flower. In any case, let me go ahead and check and see if John's back. John's on Mafia Wars. Why don't you ban guest number two? Oh, guest number two is not around. I went ahead and banned, I hope no one clicked on that CPM link unless they bounced me. Okay. I'm not quite sure, bye-bye, Pisser. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll just go ahead and tell him, John, I banned Seed. Okay. I told him I banned Seaflower and Flash Pisser here. I laid the shit there, say about you that proved that I. Okay. It looks like John is on the in on the call. Anyway. Anyway, where was I? Okay. Anyway, bye-bye, Pisser Poster Possum. let me see. Okay. Where was I? Okay, anyway. I'm gonna go ahead and get back to the Pisser Poster Possum. And by the way, John, if you're looking, go over to Chris Nashville and see what happened with old Seed Flower. What he did is he went ahead, just like you said, he'd gone ahead and what I'd said, what you'd said that about Liar Bill being owned, Zog effing owns his fucktarded ass. Well, what happens is that he went ahead and he got caught, and he went ahead and changed it. But what happens is that Fruit Loop is, Seedliner is probably Pisser, because what he did, he was able to go ahead and get into the, administrator's controls and not go ahead and edit the thing here. You know what I mean? Anyway. Old Fruit Loop goes ahead and said, Obadiah Glasley, we're honored to allow Galetta Soapbox to discuss what's been going on. Well, hey, you want to give Brian Ryan a soapbox to discuss what's going on in order to steal Galetta's church from out from under John Britton, put Visser in. If we side with truth, the truth will always come out. Well, yes, it will always come out. We've never had anything to fear. Well, generally, you end up having to change stuff here. Liar Bill says, Marty and John Boy are such a joke. How can Galette notify John Boy when the cheap my booze habit is more important than my pastor and church group law wouldn't even accept Galette's calls from prison? John swore to Galette that if he made him acting senior pastor, that he would restore the church to its pre-Joe Johnson glory in a matter of months. Of course, this drunken failure didn't live up to his word, as allowed a once strong ministry to wither down to nothing while he sat around getting drunk. Liar Bill DeCluse is the one who came up with this crap about, what happens is that old Brian Wright came up with the crap about Johnny Tonto. The Liar Bill DeCluse is the one who came up with John being a big drunk. Supposedly, What happened was I said that John Britton was a drunk. I never said that. John Britton, by the way, old Liar Bill, he went ahead and seen two or three Busch beer cases. And usually what happens, it takes me about a month or two to drink a case. Sometimes I drink two cans a night. Most nights I don't even drink, one can a week. Once I get done, I go ahead and use those empty cases to store the pop cans and the beer cans. And then once I end up getting about two of them, I go ahead and put them in a garbage sack. And I don't think I'm going to crush them. I think I'm going to go ahead and try to form a foundry to have my own aluminum, to go ahead and do for a number of projects. But here's Liar Bill. He goes ahead and sees about what a big freaking drunk I am. And then I suppose it said that John Britton was a big drunk. Well, no, he ain't. But in any case, Liar Bill is the one who came up with this crap. But the thing about it is that Liar Bill, he's a Zogbot, because last March or so, he went ahead and got a hold of this August of 2007 letter that Gillette had sent to John Britton that pissed John Britton off, that he wanted to go ahead and go down to Florida and, beat Morris Gillette's ass here, and I talked him out of doing that. And in any case, went ahead and found out all about this trust fund, and I went ahead and narrowed it down through this smarmy bastard, Brian Wright, talked to him three times, and then gets this old guy from Ohio's number, and then I go ahead and find out about this trust fund. There is one. Okay? Brian Wright couldn't get to it, so he went ahead and resigned. Oh, I'll be responsible for this trust fund. Well, no, you lying bastard. You ain't able to go ahead and get to it. If you want to go ahead, while Pisser's history is still there, look at the thread, Johnson out, this or in. And Brian Wright started that thread. He started that thread while Johnson was in and trying to get rid of Visser as Pastor Pothead. That is the truth of the matter. And what happens is that Brian Wright is one clever criminal manager, probably even smarter than Jeremy Visser. Of course, there's a lot of people who are smarter than Jeremy Visser, but that doesn't include Liar Bill DeCluse. Liar Bill DeCluse is about as big an idiot. Well, him and Sci-Fi Faber are, I would say they have about the same IQ. But Sci-Fi seems smarter because he does stupid crap. He's sort of like my second son-in-law compared to my first son-in-law. Liar Bill's sort of like my first son-in-law, who is, dumb. But, generally, the dumb one didn't do dumb shit because usually you go ahead and think through it. And by the time it got thought through, the opportunity to do the stupid shit had already gone and passed here. Whereas son-in-law number two, what I call the meerkat, Emily's little meerkat, where I came up with meerkat, usually he was, he's like a little chicken head, and generally he'd do stupid crap while the stupid crap was available to go ahead and do. So he'd get more trouble than, son-in-law number one. But anyway, Sci-Fi is sort of like, son-in-law number two, whereas, Liar Bill is sort of like son-in-law number one here. I've seen morons, I've seen a lot of them in Nut House, but I've seen them in real life here among Wiggers. But anyway, Liar Bill's probably listening to what he heard from his little dog handler or, Visser or something like that. And Visser must have got a hold of a copy of this August 2007 letter, and he threatened to go ahead and post it, but he decided that wouldn't look very smart, because then he'd go ahead and prove that, yes, there was a trust fund, that everything I and John Britton had been saying was true. So that's why he didn't go ahead and post it. But Liar Bill knows all about it. Now, the fact of the matter is that, once you're in the federal penitentiary, you're given a prison job, and you're able to go ahead and support yourself. Now, from what I gather, Gillette gets what? Well, he got $1,000, to start out with. But he's been getting about $400 a year. That's more than enough commissary, especially if you're working a prison job. Okay? John Britton has a family to support. He has better things to do than support Morris Gillette. and Morse Gallet got himself in trouble. John Britton didn't have anything to do with it. You know, that's why I'm telling this, you know, this kid, Scott Thornton. Scott Thornton has gotten all pissy with me here. He blames me. Well, he's going to be able to ride because I'm an atheist. He sent me a letter, and pretty well I stopped responding after his second letter because he went ahead and told a lie that supposedly I threatened this, you know, prosecuting attorney, which was a lie. All I did with this prosecuting attorney was find out what Gallet was being charged with, and essentially I found out where Gallet was being held, so I arranged for commissary, you know, funds and letters to be sent to Gallet, just like somebody's doing for Edgar Steele. Essentially, I was doing it for Gallet. And Scott Thornton, what, you know, the free Edgar Steele people are doing for Edgar Steele. Essentially arrange for, you know, letters to be mailed and asking people to send $5 or $10 for commissary money while they're in jail. And that's all I did. I didn't threat this, you know, Gillespie. I've been stupid. But then Scott Thornton came up with this stupid crap. And now he's whining about how I make fun of Pierce and Creatards, and he's a wokenist. And look, dumbass, I think you're a Zogbot by now. I think, essentially, you've gone ahead and turned. But, you know, look, Gillette didn't make you get drunk with them and plot to go ahead and rob no banks. You know what I mean? You got yourself in trouble. And, yes, I feel a little bit sorry for Gillette going ahead and bringing you down. But, hey, you didn't need to do this stupid shit, you dumb shit. So don't go ahead and be whining to me. You know, because I didn't put you in jail. I didn't know anything about it. You were just somebody who was talking about how tough you were on Gillette's forum here, and I just sort of went, okay, another wigger is tough. Oh, well, God. The Zogland's full of tough wiggers. You know what I mean? But Liar Bill somehow, you know, is being told here by Pisser or by his little Zogbot, FBI, ADL, SPLC, whatever, stooges, essentially a little bit of what he needs to know in order to go ahead and make up some new lies. Anyway, where was I? Okay. Anyway. You know, John Britton didn't promise to go ahead. I mean, essentially, what happens is that by the time Joe Johnson screws the pooch and Brian Wright, Jeremy Visser eases him out, I think Brian Wright and, you know, Jeremy Visser, they wanted to be the new senior pastor. But Gillette didn't trust them. He went ahead and begged John Britton to be a senior pastor, you know, because, you know, Britton used to be, Gillette's sidekick. In fact, I got recruited by John Britton in January 2005. And I said, well, how do you know me? He says, well, you've been all over on VNNF and all these other forums here. And, you know, I've been sort of observing for your last couple of years. And Butler died, and what happens is that you ought to support Wickstrom. I said, no, I'm not going to support Wickstrom. I heard that he stole some other CI pastor's, you know, his ex-best friend's wife and sent the guy to prison, you know, and there's a lot of people who think he's a fed, and he has sex tapes out, you know, the man's an idiot. You know, he can't keep his pecker in his pocket, so I'm not going to support Gillette. I'm not going to support August Christ, because August Christ wants to go ahead and let niggers in the Aryan nations, and you no longer have to be Christian Danny. He's just after $25, and the Jews are trying to support him. So I'm not going to support, you know, August Christ, but why should I support, Gillette? Well, Gillette is Ray Redfern's successor, and Ray Redfern made up with Richard Butler, and, Gillette's the only one that's left. And I went ahead, did a little research, and, yep, that was about the size of it. Gillette was the only one left. So what happens is that me and John Britton became real good friends. You know, we've never actually met, you know, person to person, which is pretty well a measure of discontent to all you people here who just love to make us faggot lovers or something. But, hey, John Britton, you know, John Britton right now is probably my best friend. You know what I mean? So, But anyway, at the time, anyway, had recruited me to support Gillette. And by the way, for those people who are whining about me going ahead and forming my own church, sometime in February of 2005, one of John Britton's, you know, relatives from California croaked off, and as a result, Wesley Swift's Church of Jesus Christ Christian had to be renewed or brought up. And from what I gather, the talk was that John Britton didn't want to do it because he was in Idaho and he didn't want to go, you know, he couldn't find anybody from California to do it. And he didn't want to pay $200 to renew the, you know, renew the charter. Hey, you know, Wesley Swift's been banned for 30 years. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and spend $200 of my money to go ahead and renew it. Okay? So I went ahead and said, hey, look. Why don't you do just like, you know, just like I intend to do. I intend to go ahead and spend $25 and go to the Missouri Secretary of State and open up Church of Jesus Christ Christian / Aryan Nations of Missouri. And Gillette said, no, you can't do that, Didn't say a damn thing. In fact, he said, well, yeah, go ahead. No big problem. And what happens, Gillette didn't have a problem with me doing it at all. Gillette didn't have a problem with me doing it. And by then, I'd gone ahead and sent in $20 or $25, I forget, with a picture, I think it was a picture that I'd made in 2004 when I was trying to buy a condominium and it had a picture of me, and pretty well, was, you know, the picture was within about a year or so, so I went ahead and sent him, and yeah, you look like a white guy. You know, so he went ahead and sent me something. He made his, you know, made me his Missouri Legion of Saints. And around that time, here's Billy Roper claiming that Rick Spring is the only official faction, the only one that really lives here, and he's going to close it to just four or five people here, and nobody else can go ahead and claim to be, you know, have Butler's, you know, suit. And I went ahead and wrote Billy Roper, and I posted on White, you know, White Revolution. That guess what, Billy Roper, you're not Chris Sandandy. You don't get to decide who the next successor to Butler is. You don't get to decide. And about this time, Billy Roper, he got pissed off with Gillette and kept Gillette from talking to this Arkansas Klan meeting or something like that. And Gillette wanted to beat Billy Roper's ass. And you know, essentially, but Billy Roper went ahead and sort of accepted that. He didn't have much choice in the matter because guess what? Billy Roper, you may have a Chris Sandandy girlfriend, but hey, pussy is not going to go ahead and get you into the kingdom. It's certainly not going to go ahead and get you as a head master or head supporter of Chris Sandandy. It just ain't. So did Glenn have a problem with me filling out my church? No. The fact of the matter is that the ordination of, you know, Butler's line is pretty well extinct. Now what happens is that, well, you know, and what happens is here's Jeremy Visser. He goes ahead and he posts that essentially he didn't come in. He goes ahead and he, Joe Johnson ordained me. Well, Joe Johnson was trying to kick your worthless ass out. If you go ahead and get an ordination from Gillette, essentially we'll think that Gillette's a Zogbot. By the way, you're not of the line of Swift and Butler. You went ahead and let your pet mamzer, probably prison cellmate Brian Wright, go ahead and call Wesley Swift and Richard Butler mamzers. And there's something to where you just don't understand, to where you have a duty to go ahead and, you know, protect the good name of Wesley Swift and Richard Butler. Well, good. If you don't have any duty, you don't see any duty to protect the good name, the good racial name of Wesley Swift or Richard Butler, then how in the world can you go ahead and claim to be ordained from them? If they're mamzers, then guess what? Their ordination don't mean shit. The fact of the matter is, I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Wright and Visser both are mamzers, because Brian Wright would go ahead and routinely tell Visser that he was a mamzer too, and then Brian, and then Visser said, oh, no, I'm not a mamzer, and then, you know, I'm white here. And then Then Brian Rice said, ha, 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 yeah, I was just kidding with you. Ha, ha, ha. Well, no. This sounds a lot like two Mansers going ahead and telling, you know, telling the same old shit, telling the same old lies time and time and time again. Okay? All right? Well, Liar Bill, you know, look at my empties. What happens is I don't think I even offered him a drink here. But I didn't drink a drink. So, essentially, Liar Bill ate what I ate. Liar Bill, you know, drank what I drank. And I think he drank some Sprite or some water or something here. It was sort of cool. What happens, we went ahead and had spaghetti, or I cooked up some, or Roxy cooked up some spaghetti, or I did, and Liar Bill was sort of scared, and he puked it up. And I think he just had the same thing that Trader Glenn Miller did. He just went ahead and was scared that I'd detect him or kill him or something like that. He was just scared here. He ate a bit of beefsteak, but that was all he ate. But I don't know. Liar Bill, the big old gut he had on himself, didn't look like he'd starved to death any time, well, within 40 days or nothing. So, anyway, Liar Bill, he knows something. He knows something about this, August 2007 letter where John Britton was pissed off here. And I've never hid that. You know what I mean? And then old Liar Bill, I hear you. Marty and John Boy talk a lot of garbage. They've had my address for 9 months and done nothing. 4 months ago, the mighty Pope Lipstick issued a command to his imaginary followers to pay me a visit. Well, I never said that. I've yet to receive even a rude email. Marty's been doing this for 15 years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, look, Liar Bill, you went ahead and talked big shit about how tough you were, and I told you to come on down and get gelded if you wanted. And essentially, you come up, well, I'm a coward. Lipstick's a coward. Lipstick's a coward. No, Lipstick ain't a coward here. I mean, maybe someday I'll make you a full-fledged Bell Priest of Sibley. Go ahead and remove your poor old mumps, netted, niggling niece, you know, molesting nutsack. But, hey, not anytime soon. You don't look like Bill. I mean, shoot, anybody who has you around is a total fuck card. To have you around, knowing your criminal record, by the way, we are going to get to that tonight, okay? All we have to do is look at Missouri CaseNet and type in, Google Missouri CaseNet. And then once you get to Missouri CaseNet, type in DCLUE, DE, capital CLUE, and then type in William F, and you'll see it, 3-whatever-something in Florissant Drive, and you'll go ahead and see about 8 things here. Oh, by the way, Liar Bill, you were telling the truth about you getting a traffic ticket, coming down to visit me in Springfield. I mean, that's probably the only time you ever told me the truth yet, but essentially, you'll go ahead and get to see about the burglary convention, and you'll go ahead and get to see about the illegal weapons thing, to where you served shop time, paid $46, and essentially did the suspended imposition of sentence by going ahead and spying on people. But I was sort of looking for about the niggling niece molesting thing, but probably the niggling niece molesting. Seeing your little 3-inch wonger, probably if that, they probably didn't even notice the thing here. You know what I mean? I mean, it's sort of like if you haven't seen your nut sack since the age of 3, probably they didn't either. You know what I mean? Anyway, poor Liar Bill. I think Pastor Gillette should get his own sub for him here, please. Well, if Gillette goes ahead and gets the sub for him, well, hey, he'll just go ahead and show what size he is. Pastor Visser, 842. Pastor Gillette is one of the men that ordained me into Christianity. We'll practically offer him anything he wishes. I bet you would. The more I hear about it, probably Gillette don't know a damn thing about what's going on. Probably some little nuts he found out that, he was actually out. and made a big thing. And then here comes old Lenny, old Barstow. He goes ahead and makes it here. And probably maybe I am reacting for nothing. But it did worry me. I mean, look, if Golek takes his own church back, I'm pretty sure that, hey, John Britton will go ahead and give it to him. You know what I mean? Well, my resignation, here it is. I was only sleepy pastor because you begged me and Linstead begged you, me to take it. The reason I begged John Britton to take the ordination is because as I look at it, the more Christian identity above ground churches, the better. You see, I never told Sci-Fi Faber how to run his church. Sci-Fi's problem with me is he wanted to go ahead and tell me how to run his church. And he couldn't. Same way with Visser. Visser is just a sneaking, lying, thieving, you know, Mamser's oddpot. Anyway, let's go to number three here. Oh, heck. See what new crap here? Don't miss it. The party starts now. Well, yeah, Seatswiner, you were in there for a little while. Okay. I can't get the page to load. I guess I'll hear it in the archive. Okay. Oba Pisser Possum. Marty's freaking out over Gillespie. She's been freaking about the forum like a mad woman. No, Pisser Possum. You know, a transsexual, gender bender, pisser, poster possum shouldn't call other people a mad woman. Deliberately starting threads on already existing topics, which the admin has expunged. The Pope of CIA has lost it completely. But he's not going to take the West release like that. He's going to take it hunched over his PC, setting wave after wave of this massive army of sock puppets to wipe this forum off the map. Brace yourself, people. Prepare for war, because Pope Marty is about to unleash hell upon us. Look, Obadorker, Pisser, Poster, Possum. You've been watching too much of Gladiator. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe some poor wigger ended up going ahead and get his ass banned by you here. Marty's a joke. He slipped out because he's about to expose his white fool once again. Okay. Whatever. This is at 10:12, so you know this occurred fairly soon. Anyway. Okay. Well, looks like Frenchman showed up. Hey, greetings, Frenchman. Anyway, I think it's about time that we've gone ahead and, you know, I've been going on for about 2 hours. I'm going to go ahead and do a save of the chat because the chat is quite useful. The reason the chat is quite useful because, you know, last week is quite useful because here's this talk show special agent. And essentially, I'm of the opinion that this Jenna Jameson, who's causing all the trouble, trying to get this show taking off, you know, talk show, I'm pretty sure it was old Oba Gender Bendering Pisser's Poster Possum. That's pretty well who I'm sure it was. Then again, you never know. There's so many people who don't like this show here. Now, I think sort of Zog likes this show. The reason Zog likes this show is that, or at least, it's entertaining. It goes ahead and tells you what's actually happening in the bowel movement. Because, hey, unlike the Pisser, Poster, Possum, and the rest here, and, you know, the Pissers and the rest, you see, I don't bother to go ahead and lie. I just go ahead and tell it as I see it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and lay the phone down for a second. And I'm going to go ahead and prepare, you know, what I had last week as Covington's show here about Gorilla Girl. And I'm going to go ahead and plug this thing in. Okay. Well, no. What happens is the Frenchman, this is a special show. I'm not on Thursdays. Yesterday I went ahead and said that I was going to go ahead and have to do an extra special Area Nation show because it just turned up. Okay? All righty. Hold on. Let me shut the door. You know, that way Roxy won't have nothing to bitch about. And anyway, that won't stop her, but anyway. Okay.
Too serious for both of us, and too near the unknown to deceive themselves with vanity.
I'm going to go ahead and play Gorilla Girl. And before that, this is about the gorillas of Missouri. And I live in Missouri, where there used to be a bunch of
them. A sable branch on the blood-red garments of civil war, or a perpetual cutthroat in ambush in the midst of contending Christians. Is it any wonder that in time the guerrilla organization came to have captains and leaders and discipline and a language and fastnesses and hiding places and a terrible banner unknown to the winds?
someone using a female name whom I won't identify.
Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead. And one of the reasons I played that is that I really loved that song. And part of the reason I love that song is that there's very few Christian identity females in the movement or anything like that. But, you know, Roxy, she's not really Christian identity at all. But what she does is that she loves her gorilla man because she loves being with a man. She doesn't want to be with a wigger. And as a result, she stuck with me for the past 23 years. And five of those years were horrendous, starting in 2004 and not ending until 2009. Horrendous. Five horrendous years. She stuck with me. And there might be some more horrendous years. You see, when you go ahead, you fight it. You raise your hand against Zog Babylon. Zog Babylon plays rough. Plays very, very rough. But the thing about it is, before you go ahead and you set your hand to the plow, you don't plant revolution. You know, it's a gorilla. Not it's a gorilla as in, small, gorilla meant small war. It comes from the Spanish word guerre, guerra, which meant war, and illa meant, the diminutive of a war. So it meant small war. Anyway, how about some rock and roll? Well, maybe some other time here. Missouri, this area of Missouri, in Missouri, it was a sort of slave state. You had this place called Little Dixie on the Missouri River. And that's where Jesse James came. He came from outside of, it became Kansas City. It was called Westport at the time. And pretty well, most of the hard fighting occurred along the Missouri River from Kansas City all the way close to St. Louis. Now, what happens is that the St. Louis Germans were all together unionists. The Southerners, the Ozarkians, they were slave sympathizers, but on the other hand, none of them really, with the hardscrabble farms, they didn't own enough to go ahead and have niggers. So essentially, they were mainly neutral or pro-Confederacy. 8 miles down the road is Neosho, which was the supposed Confederate capital of Missouri. The governor, his name was Jackson, and he had another governor called Sterling Price, who you go ahead and see in True Grit, is the name of John Wayne's cat. Well, the actual Sterling Price went ahead and fought in the biggest battle west of the Mississippi at Wilson's Creek, which is also known as the Battle of Seven Pines. Now, essentially, it was pretty well a bloody, it was at the very start of the Civil War. And like they said, the finest blood in Missouri was being shed like ditch water. Nathaniel Lyons was killed, and he was the most active soldier. And the South supposedly went ahead and won it, but they suffered more casualties. But eventually, they were driven out. But Missouri was where the Civil War was at its worst here. And you had people like Quantrell. You had people like Bloody Bill. He was called Bloody Bill Anderson, and he looked sort of like Che Guevara. And he was called Bloody Bill for a reason. He was, he pretty well slaughtered people. He had his own skinner who would literally skin out Union soldiers or Dutchmen or whatever, Unionists. He hated, he hated these people because his sister had been rounded up as a Southern sympathizer and put on the top floor of this store, and it collapsed and she died, in the crush. He just literally, turned mad and insane with hatred. And pretty well, I'm sort of like that person too, against Song. So, I like that song here because essentially my gorilla girl supports me. And John Britton's gorilla girl supports him. What happens is that it's our wives who go ahead, and in many cases, our help meets and our support for going ahead and fighting the Civil War. Now, I've seen so many people, they go ahead and they put their hands to the plow, and then they go ahead and betray, like Trader Glenn Miller and the rest here. Well, I don't know. I don't know if Gillette went ahead. He took a plea bargain. So I don't know about Gillette here, but I do know Visser is nothing more than a traitor and a liar and a thief. Brian Wright's just a thieving mamzer. Liability clueless. Well, guess what? Here he is. I don't think he was ever a soldier. He was actually nothing more than just a thief who got caught several times and, who went ahead and turned state's evidence. That's the sort of critter that Liar Bill is. A real piece of shit. And here he's claiming that Gillette went ahead and ordained him. Gillette never ordained him at all. Joe Johnson did. But Joe Johnson was trying to get rid of the worthless bastard. And for all Joe Johnson's faults here, he was certainly able to go ahead and see through David Donald Duck Swain's bullshit. He was certainly able to see through Visser's bullshit. The thing about it is, though, is old Joe Johnson, he is a small-minded little wigger. But you see a worthless little evil mamzer like Brian Wright and Visser going ahead and tag-teaming him. I mean, you got to love it. You got to love it here when here comes Brian Wright. Starts a thread called Johnson Out, Visser In. And guess what? Johnson was in and Visser was on the way out. Brian Wright managed to go ahead and overturn that sort of thing. Brian Wright is a complete, lying, thieving mamzer here. And you end up having all these Ogbots and all the rest of these critters show up. Okay? Gorilla. Yep. There's one thing like with Quantrill. Quantrill ended up being backed down by this guy named David Poole. And old David Poole was a bigger psychotic than Quantrill was. Quantrill was actually a clear-minded, rather clear-minded character, but so was Dave Poole. But Dave Poole was meaner and essentially made Quantrill back down one time. And if you listen to the Covington show, and Covington has the best podcast in the white nationalist movement. Now, the problem of it is he goes ahead and he tries to plug his Northwest thing here, which is not exactly Chris Van Dandy. But, hey, he has the best show. Speaking of which, I'm going to try to get Aryan Nations, Missouri, and Pastor Linstead back up. And if you go ahead and go to my webpage, there is some, I think mainly Pisser Possums, but it might be Mike Delaney and Pro Stink and Quest and the rest. We're trying to go ahead and get this show taken off. And folks, don't spam other talk show hosts. Don't spam other, shows here. They don't want to go ahead and hear it. Anybody who wants to go ahead and hear the show can go ahead and do so. Now, this is Thursday night, and they have better things to do, and this is a special show. Okay? So, post a link. What, the Covington's thing? Heck. Well, spamming is what Delaney does here. And the thing is that I went ahead and turned this show into a PG show. And somebody went ahead and mentioned this here. So I sort of think the old Janice Jameson is a little pisser possum here who goes ahead and was guest number 8 who was causing this shit. You know what I mean? Like a Quantrill Raider type? Well, yes. Missouri had a whole bunch of guerrilla fighting. And in the 80s, when I got out of the Army and I was hauling hay, there was this old guy named Rambo. His name was Rambo, but This was before Sylvester Stallone ruined the name. His name was Rambo, and essentially he didn't like talking about the Civil War because his grandfather lived, this guy was 80 years old. His grandfather lived in this area, and he went ahead and said, hey, look, we don't talk about this thing even now here because what happens, you went ahead and said something to the wrong person. Were your Unionists or Confederate guerrillas going through? you said something to the wrong person, you'd not only go ahead and get your hogs or cows or corn stolen and burnt or something like that, they'd go ahead and put a bullet through you. So as a result, they didn't talk about this thing as a result of learning in the Civil War that was in Missouri. And in Missouri, the Civil War was the nastiest of all places. And there was some talk about Robert E. Lee and Nathan Bedford Forrest not surrendering and having a guerrilla war just like the British, you know, just like the Boers did against the British for the last 2 years of the Boer War after they lost the sit-down slug-out. They went, you know, the Boer commandos went on a sort of guerrilla war while Missouri had a guerrilla war. And I sort of think that if the South had gone ahead and done a guerrilla war to where, guess what, you will never conquer us. Essentially, the North would have had to go ahead and give up because guess what, you don't want to go ahead and bring to your bosom a bunch of fire ants. But no, in Missouri, it was a bloody, 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 mean civil war. And by that, it was a guerrilla warfare. Now, by all these bushwhackers and by the rest. And Covington had this thing to where you had somebody who was quoting, and I believe he is quoting from Jonathan Edwards, or James Edwards. I'm not quite sure which. Jonathan or James Edwards, who was a newspaper man, who essentially glorified Jesse James as a hero of the fallen cause. Jesse James had some political support from Democrats. That's why he was able to go ahead and survive for a while, until his worthless second cousin, Bob Ford, you know, the dirty little coward, shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Yeah. But anyway, I want to go ahead and post that because as a song because, hey, you know, to all our guerrilla girls to go ahead and want to be the woman of a guerrilla man. What happens to the listeners who are genuine are the guerrilla men. Okay? They twilight zoned you like, yeah, okay. Oh, well, they might have gone ahead and zoned me. I don't really care. You know what I mean? I don't really care. Oh, okay. Well, I guess he was on Fink's show telling people spam Craigslist was okay. Well, that's probably what he did. He did on that here. It might be Delaney doing that here. You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, I'm not saying Jesse James was a great hero or anything like that here, but he had his place here. So, generally, if you'd gone ahead and listened to the whole thing with Covington, you know, might have made a little bit more sense. But anyway, those who want to go ahead and do it, go ahead and look at Radio Free Northwest, or you can go to my web, you know, my forum at Christian Nationalist, http://whitenationalist.org/forum, and you can go ahead and look under the Covington thing to where I haven't gone ahead with the last couple of shows, but I'll go ahead and bring them up to date. Covington does have a new show. Anyway, this is the Thursday edition. What I wanted to do is go ahead and go on what I end up saying, what I end up posting today to all the neutral Christian identity people. You know, the neutral elders, you know, and the rest here. And pretty well, I went ahead yesterday and worked on a press release or a thing called Concerning More Skelet in the Church of Sons of Yahweh, and I went ahead and posted what old Squiggio of Lucifer, Son of Light, or SOL, or Solly Mamzer, or whatever you want to call him, by all the sock puppets here. And I went ahead and posted that. So this busy little Mamzer Lenio, who is busy with sci-fi Faber and Jeremy Visser, now is stating the claim to be in Gillette's Church of Sons of Yahweh, is it now? Busy, busy, busy little Mamzer Zogbot with a snout in every pot, especially given that the acting senior pastor, John Britton, hasn't signed his membership card or collected a donation. Well, the SPLC, the ADL, Department of Zolgland and Insecurity, sometimes gets a freebie without having to open the petty cash drawer. Well, blunders never cease. Now, of course, the fact that Gillette was due to get out of prison is part of his plea bargain for conspiracy to rob banks in September. Not addressed is why Gillette did something so foolish and took down a 23-year-old kid named Scott Thornton, who I think has been turned into a Zogbot. A number of the churchmen thought Gillette did to pay, you know, pay for cocaine addiction, and thus we have to stay the course, justifying in the name of solidarity that which we are privately dubious about. Now, one of the reasons I went ahead and brought this matter up, is that, okay, let me go ahead and open up this thing here. Hold on, I need to go ahead and open this. I'm going to go ahead and do a Google search of Morris. Of Morris Gillette. I'm going to go ahead and do a Google search of Morris Gillette. Okay. The reason I brought this thing up is that yesterday, while I was looking at this, at 4:06, over on Visser's little thing, there's a Covenant People's Ministry /org/forum, showthread.php?255. And what it says is, supposedly it says, "Dear Kinsoak, due to several past associates taking it upon themselves to attack genuine DSCI adherents and the Covenant People's Ministry, ... You go ahead and click the thing, and you get to the Pisser Possums little thing, and it says, "V. Bolton Messenger, administrator, has required a password to access this forum. Please enter this password now. Note, this requires cookies." Well, the problem of that is that my sock puppets and my little spies are not able to see this thing because they have not gone ahead and been given the password. That password is only among made pisser possums. I imagine it was sent via private message to where you want to go ahead and look at this. But on the other hand, there may be nothing there. It may be altogether a spoof. But the problem of it is that that sounds exactly the way Morris Gillette would write. So now is he claiming that me and John Britton were past associates, taking upon themselves to attack genuine DSCI adherents in the Covenant People's Ministry? It might be a spoof. In fact, but then again, if it is a spoof, it's the smartest spoof that I've ever seen. No, it's probably close to Oba Gender Bendering Pisser's Pifter Possum smart here. But it's beyond, you know, Jeremy Visser's, you know, limited mental abilities. Certainly beyond Fruit Loop Visser's, you know, limited abilities. This is pretty sharp stuff here. So actually, there might very well be a letter from Morris Gillette. So in which case, I had to deal with the fact that maybe Morris Gillette has gone ahead and turned traitor. And so as a result, I went ahead and essentially reacted the way I had to go ahead and react, the way I looked that I did have to react. And did I like doing this? No. I would just as soon, it would probably be better for everybody concerned if Gillette simply went ahead and took his church back, and I think that's the way it's going to end up being. And then if he waits a discreet time to turn Zogbot or to turn traitor, to go ahead and, you know, suck Jeremy Visser's cock along with Brian Wright, well, hey, there ain't nothing I can do about it. But the problem of it is that even when Visser was going ahead and betraying Sci-Fi Faber in August of 2009, he was claiming that he had Gillette as well as blind right in his pocket. And the fact of the matter is that Visser is not very smart, so probably he does have Goethe in his back pocket. In which case, what do I do? And the answer of it is that with this fight that we do here, all I can do is make receiving any fruits of treason extremely expensive for anybody who goes ahead and takes them here. What happens is I don't control the well. All I can do is poison it. But the fact of the matter is that traitors are not allowed within Christian identity. A traitor is a traitor, and I will not accept any traitors. This whole show is about unmarking and unmasking traitors and regime criminals and Zogbots. And the thing about it is, there's nothing that, you know, if Goethe's turned traitor, you know, regime criminal, Zogbot, there's nothing I can do about it. If Goethe has gone ahead and betrayed the movement, because he can't go ahead and pay the price for simply doing something stupid, like robbing a bank, you know, like plotting to rob a bank with a member of the August Christ faction, who I stupidly said, oh, this ain't going to, or Goethe ain't going to go ahead and have everything to do with the August Christ faction here, and with a known informant named Joshua Caleb Sutter. Hey, I look like a fool. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, because guess what? The SPLC was right, and I was wrong. But folks, the thing about it is that you never give anything up here. You make Zog fight for every little nugget, and what happens is that by the time they go ahead and conquer DSCI Fallujah, you make it cost them to where, hey, what they conquered was nothing more than a wasteland, a barren desert. You give them nothing. That's the entire thing. That's the entire thing. I mean, we're the resistance. We go ahead, we create civil war. We make Zog ungovernable. So that Zog, whatever, even if Zog goes ahead and conquers, it's a pyrrhic victory. It's a Stalingrad that they have to go ahead and fight for. You know, every single step of the way. Okay? Anyway, I don't really need to go ahead and read this thing here, but I pretty well pointed that my, you know, my involvement in Goethe's church, I went ahead and pointed out that, hey, Goethe had no problem with me going ahead and incorporating my own church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. Oh, by the way, Elijah Bill said he was going to go ahead and incorporate his own church as well. Well, guess what? You know, the idiot isn't able to go ahead and do it. Okay? Now, what happens is I'm a strong believer in dual seed line decentralization and having a viable, albeit crippled, Church of the Sons of Yahweh. What happens is that, yes, there is some money. Leave it to Goethe to go ahead and pry it out. The fact of the matter is, Goethe screwed up his church by giving it to Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson pretty well banned about everybody. And the problem of it is, within dual seed line, you end up having all these petty-minded, small-minded idiots. You end up having groupies who go ahead and cluster around whoever will show up and who will have them, be they Butler, or be they somebody new. And the fact of matter is, you end up having Jews like, you know, you end up having Jews and mamzers and thieves like Prothink and Quest and the rest of them. Hey, what's a Jew doing? What's a Jew doing among Christian Israelite, you know, Christian Israel? What does he bring? What does a mamzer bring? Nothing. Anyway, I wrote two letters to Goethe. One in 2006, when I informed that Goethe was going to make a plea bargain. I begged him not to do so and warned Goethe that he would be deemed a snitch if he took a plea. In August 2007, John Britton told me that Goethe had sent him a nasty letter blaming John Britton for not putting back together what Goethe had screwed up. One of my former supporters, Hengist, who had betrayed me by posting the, you know, Goethe's forum, Pastor Ice, I told him not to post, was supposed to resurrect Goethe's webpage from hard drive. Hengist wouldn't do this. So membership rules for, you know, Church of the Sons of Yahweh, Legion of the Saints had been seized with Gillette's computer by the FBI. Nobody wanted to pop their heads up, especially now if they thought Gillette had turned. Gillette wanted John Britton to accept, you know, to accept $50, collect phone calls, and send him $100 a month for commissary. John Britton read aloud portions of Gillette's whiny little letter blaming him for screwing the pooch for good as I was locked up on Ward B6 in Biggs' maximum security nut house when I called. I asked John to calm down, nothing to be gained from going down to Florida to beat Gillette's ass in a prison visiting room, and possibly much to be lost. And that's true. I ended up negotiating with John Gerhard, who runs the legal arm of the resistance, to send him, you know, to send Gillette a 2-page letter. Actually, I went ahead and had 6 pages. But essentially, I'll say the same thing. Look, you know, look, Morris, you need to go ahead and make peace with John, you know, with John Britton here. It's not John Britton's fault that you screwed up your church. You screwed it up by giving it to Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson went ahead and gave it to Zach Kraft, you know, a cutout for Rick Spring, and he went ahead and deleted most of your web page and your forum. You are the one who screwed up your church by choosing wrongly. John Britton had no obligation to go ahead and fix what you had gone ahead and destroyed. The fact of the matter is that John, you know, that John Britton isn't someone who goes ahead and does a real good web page. I am. Me and John Britton are two totally different people. What happens, what John does very good is a lot of technical stuff here, and he knows a good deal of Israelite history that, you know, essentially I picked up a lot in Herbert Armstrong's church when I was dozing during the sermons or doodling or doing everything to go ahead and not be bored. Essentially a lot of Herbert Armstrong's minister's stuff was just crap. And John Britton, you know, John Britton, from my gather, is about the best dual seed, you know, history of Israel person I've ever met outside of E-Ray Capt. Okay? Who's a seed liner? But anyway, why was, you know, how was John Britton supposed to go ahead and resurrect Gillette's webpage? How was John Britton supposed to go ahead and resurrect essentially an underground ministry, you know, an underground membership from Gillette's computers, which the FBI sees? How was John Britton supposed to do that shit? Answer, he wasn't. Here's Gillette whining and pissing and moaning that essentially John Britton can't go ahead and perform a miracle that Gillette probably couldn't have performed. You know what I mean? Gillette screwed his own church up, not John Britton. Here he is begging John Britton to go ahead and be his minister and then, you know, giving him a nasty letter. And John went ahead and read me excerpts from it. And it was whine about what Joe Johnson said. Well, guess what? If you like Joe Johnson so much, give it back to Joe Johnson. He'll take it back. I'm quite sure Joe Johnson's hanging around here. I'm sure you can go ahead and write him at Malvern, Arkansas, and beg him to run your church here like he ran it into the ground beforehand. I'm quite sure Joe Johnson probably, yeah, Mo, I love you. I do, you know, Visser do that here. You know what I mean? Just like Visser's doing with Sci-Fi Faber's little thing here. Essentially, what you do is you're going ahead and put, you know, you're going ahead and putting about 4 or 5 Zogbots together, and they're forming a sort of Rick Spring faction that's sort of working together from all these bits and pieces, sort of like old Frankenstein does. That's exactly what you seem to be wanting to do. Going on. In the course of these events, I found out there was a probate trust of $400,000 left to raise Redfern's, you know, Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Hold on. I called this sanctimonious Mamzer Brian Wright 3 times, and this old guy in Ohio who is on the Church of Sons of Yahweh Board of Trustees does the rest. The end result is this trust fund is locked up for 50 years and doesn't deliver more than $1,000 per year, usually $400 or more. Fact of the matter is, I don't know what's going to end up happening at the end of 50 years, but I don't think there's going to be a Zog or a trust fund left at the end of 50 years. Essentially, what's done is tied up here so that lawyers go ahead and run the thing here and then make sure that by the time that, you know, 50 years come up here, $500,000 is worth about a nickel in today's money. Just like a nickel in today's money, you know, what, you know, probably used to be what, $5,000 in say 1910 funds or whatever. Okay. Now, Mr. and Brian Ryan have been trying to get this fund for years. I caught them thieving by attempting to remove John Britton, the senior pastor, but Mr. Ryan, the senior pastor, along with Brian Ryan as director. I put an end to this thieving by notifying Gillette to renew his church charter and everyone else, and neither Visser nor Brian Wright had any say-so as soon as the Church of the Sons of Yahweh, senior pastor, or board of trustees. Pretty well, I didn't tell them about the charter until I pretty well decided that I'd had enough of Visser and Stephen Little Mamser, Brian Wright. You keep on coming back again and again and again. John Britton, you know, John Britton and I was wondering, why do you let this person come back on? You know, we call Wesley Swift and everybody, me, John Britton, Wesley Swift, Richard Butler, he calls you a Mamser, Visser. Why do you keep letting him on? Why do you keep him, threatening John Britton and me and John Britton's family? Why do you allow that shit? And the answer of it is that they're both swag bots. They're both real thieving Mamsers. In January, Visser got a whole bunch of money. He comes up with a story. This is from Tithe. Well, guess who the big tither was? Probably Uncle Shlomo. Probably from the petty cash drawer of the Department of Zogland Insecurity. See, the problem with Visser is he gets caught lying again and again and again, just like Seed Swallower slash Visser got caught today. Forging what, you know, I'd gone ahead and said to where I, you know, claimed to have Gillette instead of liability clueless, and then getting caught, and he changes it back here, and he gets caught with screenshots. It's caught out in a lie. Folks, an honest man does not go ahead and hide posts. He doesn't delete posts. He doesn't delete an entire forum. I still have everything I have posted, you know, on Patrick Henry Online and my other forums since February of 1996. I have never deleted a post in my life. Now, sometimes I've been wrong. I've been dead wrong. I've never been dishonest. Whereas Visser is nothing more than a thief, a liar, a Zogbot, probable Mamser, a meth goober, a Zogbot. And so are his little thieving pisser possums. Okay? Now, I went ahead and put out, throughout the past year, Vince has been claiming that Vince supports him against myself and John Britton, even though John Britton is Gillette's senior pastor, and I saved Gillette's church and trust fund for Gillette. And I did. See, if that church had been, you know, lost its charter, guess what? There goes the trust fund. There goes the trust fund. Essentially, I went ahead and saved that trust fund for Gillette. You know what I mean? So did this old guy from Ohio. By fulfilling the obligations of the trust, of the trust fund that was set up. What did Gillette do? Well, Gillette didn't do anything. Gillette was in prison. Couldn't do anything. So what's Gillette doing? Well, I don't know. If he's going ahead and sucking up with Visser, why? Why are you sucking up with Visser? And the only thing I can think of is that, hey, Gillette's been turned. Gillette made a special deal in order to go ahead and get out of prison early. And you got to think about this sort of thing. Somebody's already gone to prison other than Gillette over this shit. And I'll be damned if I'm going to go ahead and allow anybody else to go to prison over Gillette. You know what I mean? Gillette took a deal. So the thing about it is, if he signed with Sci-Fi Faber and Visser, you need to go ahead and sue him. But hey, there's nothing good about this. Alan Gillette or someone for Gillette supposedly claimed he was out of prison without notifying Gillette's senior pastor, John Britton, doesn't look good. Several weeks ago, I called the trustee in Ohio. The trustee told me he hadn't heard from Gillette about the matter. You see, Gillette was supposed to leave prison to a halfway house in February, and Gillette didn't call as much as Gillette did in prison. I explained what was making the rounds, that John Britton wanted to be, let Gillette have his mess and resign. This trustee was the one who actually took the work of keeping Gillette's, you know, Church of Sons of Yahweh and Trust Fund intact. In the over 5 years Gillette was in prison, has asked that John Britton not resign prematurely. And he went ahead and talked me and John into not resigning. Is it likely that Morris Gillette is working with Jeremy Visser and Sci-Fi Faber as an agent provocateur as part of a plea deal in order to get out of prison early? It's quite likely. However, what I or John, you know, Pastor John Britton can do about it is problematic. Perhaps I made a mistake in saving Gillette, his, you know, his Church of Sons of Yahweh and Trust Fund, like I made a mistake in saving Visser's V-Bulletin for him, which Visser deleted in order to hide his own criminality. Perhaps the Ohio trustee can keep Ray Redfern's Church of Sons of Yahweh alive by finding someone who is in Ohio who is dual seed like Chris Sandandy. However, I doubt it. Neither this old man nor anyone else really wants a mess which won't return more than $400 to $1,000 per year as long as Zog is sitting on it. Right now, things are in a holding pattern as we wait for Gillette to declare his loyalties. And they are. Let's say Gillette goes ahead and says, no, I ain't going to do anything with Visser. He goes ahead and John resigns, you know, John Britton resigns. Gillette takes over and then he goes ahead and hands it over to Visser. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing. Not that matter, you know, I'm going on. Not that matters much in any case. Gillette is declaring with Visser and Sci-Fi means that everybody within Chris Sandandy, both above ground and below ground, will assume Gillette is a Zogbot and act accordingly. Visser now is playing close to the vet. And I went ahead and read to where letters from Morris L. Gillette. 10 Post 1 Offer. Dear Kinsel, do several past associates take upon themselves to attack genuine DSCI adherents and Covenant People's Ministry? And then that thread, well, guess what? It's closed. So he's either lying, Visser's lying as usual, or he's trying to go ahead and see my reaction. So I tell people to stay clued here. Anyway, yesterday, I'm going to go ahead and go on. And said, by the way, I was idly looking at the criminal record of my 250-pound and 150-pound sack of kike shit, mumps nutted, niggling niece molesting, 85 IQ on a good day, Bell Priest, liability clueless, and all you can see, and you can all see that liability is quite the little criminal Zogbot pisser possum. An idiot convicted felony sneak thief burglar in 1982, then picked up an illegal weapon and turned it in as a Zogbot in 1996 to today. And what I want you to do is look at this page called https://www.courts.mo.gov/casenet/. And then once you get there, it'll tell you to go ahead and type in an offender's name. So you type in DClue, capital D-E, capital C-L-U-E, then the first name, William F., and you'll come up with 3 Blanchett Drive, 4 St. Missouri, 63031, which is Liabell's, you know, address. And essentially, if you go ahead and look at it, you found out that he was a burglar in 1982 when he was 20 years old. He served 6 months, you know, he went ahead and pled guilty because he was to burglary and theft to a Class C felony. He got 6 months in prison, and then in 1996, an illegal weapons charge of some sort or another, he had to go ahead and turn in the illegal weapon. He had to go ahead and he got suspended imposition of sentence for 5 years. What does that mean? He went ahead and was a Zogbot. He was a snitch. He was a sneak. He was a liar. He was a thief. He was a spy. And that explains what he's been doing with liability clueless. That explains why he came down here for 3 days. That's what he is. And Pastor John Britton says he's owned. Zog fucking owns his fucktarded ass. Well, what happens to Sea Swallower slash Visser went ahead and changed declare, you know, to where John Britton said that he declared that about Gillette, and then he went ahead and changed it back. You know what I mean? Liability clause is a complete thieving and moral idiot who will spy on you. This morning, or this afternoon, he said, check out the list, Twist by Sea Swallower and Liability Nutless. And he went ahead and quoted that. He said, the quote you posted was said about Liability Nutless, not Pastor Gillette, as Sea Swallower implies. Well, yeah. He did more implied. He went ahead and, you know, lied about it. See, Sea Swallower is a liar. Visser's a liar. Everything about Visser is a lie. Total lie. And why in the world do you go ahead and listen to a liar? Do you want it? Do you people want to go to prison? You must if you go ahead and listen to a liar and a thief. Well, it's Morris Gillette. Anyway, those people who are asking, they can go ahead and see this stuff at whitenationalist.org/forum. whitenationalist.org/forum. I went ahead and set up an open notice to neutral dual seedline Christian identity pastors, elders, and churchmen. I went ahead and posted on Occidental Descent, Original Descent, Stumble In, The Beer Barrel, my blog, and, of course, White Nationalist. And I went ahead and sent to a dual seedline Christian identity pastor's email I knew, and I'm not saying who. Is that Gillette supposedly got out of prison 2 months early and didn't bother to notify a senior acting pastor, John Britton, or the elderly trustee in Ohio, but rather some NSM Nazis. Visser is running wild on this matter, claiming the fact that Gillette is going to denounce myself and John Britton for not trusting Visser and Brian Wright. Thus, all three of us are worried that Zog got to Gillette, and Gillette is going to give his church, which we fought to keep independent and alive after a fashion, while Gillette was in prison, back to the Zog bots, Visser, and Faber. Thus, we don't have too many options other than to possibly pull a Jewry Fagswell on Jim and Tammy. What I'm talking about is Jerry Falwell taking over Jim and Tammy's ministry after they got caught stealing. You know, PTL, they call it Praise the Lord. Some people call it Pay the Lady for, you know, especially, you know, Jim Baker. In addition to being a homosexual, he's screwing this slut named Jessica Hahn, supposedly. And while I was in the nuthouse, this bitch, Tammy Faye Baker, went ahead and croaked. She was a thieving bitch. I was glad the bitch was dead here. I mean, she was a thieving bitch. See, there's thieves. There's people who really should. It'd have been better if they'd never been born. People like Jim and Tammy Baker. People like Jerry Falwell. People like, you know, mamsters like Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser. The world would be a lot better place if they'd never been born, but they are. And what they do is they cause as much evil as they can. I went ahead and said, it can be done, but probably isn't worth doing at all. Now, this doesn't directly affect you, but I want you to give you a heads up to a rapidly approaching shitstorm. I just assume you stay out of it. Gillette takes back his church, fine and good. If Gillette gives away to known Zogboss as part of a deal to get out of prison for which, you know, for what was his own stupidity, then there will be one hell of a piss fight over this stupid shit. And I just assume have everyone in Christian identity who doesn't have a dog in this fight to stay out, well out of it, and keep the political casualties to a minimum. Hail victory, Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Livestead, Church of Jesus Christ Christians / Aryan Nations. I went ahead and sent this to a Christian identity pastor. Okay? I went ahead and expanded on it. The title is An Open Notion to Neutral Dual Seedline Christian Identity Pastors, Elders, and Churchmen. I said, folks, if you're a Christian identity, then there is no need for you to get involved in an open battle between genuine political DSCI pastors and the Zogbot ass clowns like Sci-Fi Faber and Jeremy Visser on the Department of Zog Homeland Security's payroll over who controls the defunct Church of the Sons of Yahweh nominally owned by Morse Gillette, who inherited from Pastor Ray Redfern, who incorporated Church of Sons of Yahweh when Ray Redfern was in rebellion against Pastor Butler. What happens is Ray Redfern decided that, guess what, August Christ wasn't going anywhere, that August Christ was just a loser. He made peace with Butler, and Butler went ahead, took him back, and made Ray Redfern his successor, because Ray Redfern went ahead and repented for his rebellion against, Pastor Richard Butler. But while Ray Redfern was in rebellion, he went ahead and incorporated the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Yes, there's a trust fund worth $500,000 payable over 50 years, but it hasn't paid Gillette more than $1,000 at one time and usually averages out only $400 per year. Now, if Gillette takes back his church, which Pastor John Britton and I fought to keep chartered and out of the grubby Mamzer paws of Jeremy Visser and his prison Mamzer Zogbot accomplice Brian Wright, Lion Wong, / Billy Wood, then all is as it should be. Gillette takes over what little is left of Ray Redfern's legacy and goes his own way to do his own thing in peace. Pastor John Britton can't wait to resign as acting pastor and give Gillette back what remains of Church of the Sons of Yahweh and finally have done with it. But if Gillette's turned traitor in order to get out of prison because he unnecessarily conspired to rob banks for no other reason than to indulge his cocaine addiction and is going to aid and abet Zog agent provocateurs within the above-ground dual feedline Chris Sandetti Church, then there will most definitely be a nasty skirmish or two over this matter. I'll be politically gut-shooting, branding, and marking and gelding identified Zogbots over the watering hole if they're stupid enough to stand up to be identified. Once you get Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Linstead on your wigger and Mamzer treasonous Zogbot ass, the fun and the snake never ends. Just ask Trader Glenn Miller, Clint Downey, and the Pisser Possum about that. There is absolutely nothing to be gained by neutrals in this fight. Stay out of it. On the other hand, if you're a Zogbot, come on down, you Zogling Wigger or Mamzer ass clown. Hail Victory, Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Linstead, Church of Jesus Christ Christian Erie Nations of Missouri. http://whitenationalist.org/forum. And then I went ahead and got on old Seed Swallower / Piss. Folks, if you don't have a dog in the fight, you're not a Zogbot, stay out of it. There's nothing for you in this here. Nothing at all. Essentially, the Church of the Sons of Yahweh is essentially nothing more than a watering hole for me to go ahead and make as expensive as possible for any Zogbots to go ahead and get a hold of. If you're a Zogbot, you want to cause trouble? Well, I'll give you some trouble. I predict you that here. You know what I mean? Anyway, looks like we don't have very many people on, there. Just Pastor Winston, Frenchman, and agent, guest number 14. Okay? Anyway, it seems like we started this thing around 8 o'clock, 8:14, 8:15, something like that. And it seems like it is about time to go ahead. I think I've pretty well covered everything in this special edition of the Movement Turret. On Sunday, I'll probably go ahead and discuss more fallout about this. I'm going to go ahead and discuss my political activities. About how, here in the Zogland, we have no more voting rights. The elections are frauds than they do in Russia, China, Iran, or Zimbabwe. And pretty well, the primary selection is, I think, the first Tuesday of August. So we're getting down to the wire, just a little bit over a week and a few more days here, and I'm going to go ahead and discuss that. I'm going to go ahead and discuss what usually pops up, in the bowel movement. Probably something about Edgar Steele, something about Trader Glenn Miller to where he's not going to go ahead and file a lawsuit, but I never thought he was. Every time he files a lawsuit after he goes ahead and screws the pooch here, he goes ahead and deliberately loses it. So, folks, now he's going to go ahead and give it to Trader Glenn Miller, Alex Linder, and Edgar Steele. Here, ain't that wonderful, Trader Glenn Miller? You go ahead and take funds that were sent for something else here and then go ahead and give them to something else here. Thus going ahead and get people who are in trouble maybe a little bit more in this little Zogbot conspiracy. Trader Glenn Miller is a real wiener. But then again, so is Pissopossum and Alex Linder and the rest here. You know what I mean? But anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and I think we pretty well covered everything. But I'm going to go ahead and do a summary. What happens is that around in 1972, Pastor Richard Butler went ahead and took over Pastor Wesley Swift Church of Jesus Christ Christian. And Pastor Butler wanted a paramilitary force. So what he did is he recruited these criminals and these bikers and all this other vermin. And there was a thing done in 1975 by this Jew named Ezekiel Raphael called the Mises Mind. And this was at the Fort Smith Sedition Trial after Trader Glenn Miller had gone ahead and lied and testified against him. And pretty well, Pastor Miles and Pastor Butler went ahead and said, hey, we choose the losers of this world. And they're right. They chose a bunch of losers. And as a result of going ahead and picking all these losers, what did they end up having? Well, they had a whole bunch of losers. The family men decided to go ahead and drop out. And as a result, they sort of lapsed into a number of heresies, of which there's a number of one seed liners. In the Ozarks and in Idaho and in North Carolina and all across the Zogland. 1, 2, and 3 family churches. So all this fighting that we're doing now is over nothing. There really is nothing left of Pastor Richard Butler's legacy at all. This is just as well because the last years of it, you end up having Rick Spring and a number of other traitors and Zogbots like Jeremy Visser and Sci-Fi Faber and Augustus Christ, and a lot of them do nothing but cause trouble. That's all they did. Okay. All right. Looks like Apocalypse was here for a little bit, and then he went ahead and left. Okay. Well, thanks, Bach. I'm glad you could show up. Anyway, what happens is that the Aryan Nations of Missouri, if you go ahead and I'll post this thing, is supposedly it's composed of three factions. One is Gerald O'Hiber Nigger Wigger, swastika tattooed on his front head, ADLSPLC, O'Brien, Northern Idaho. And Paul Mullett, who was in Idaho, but now he's in Chillicothe, and he does his thing. And I hear a lot of stuff about him, but I have no reason to go ahead and fight Paul Mullett. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and send him $25 and $10 a month, and I don't recommend you do either. But on the other hand, I have better things to do than fight with somebody who never really has caused me any trouble. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and support Paul Mullett. The third faction is mine with one chapter in Southwest Missouri. It actually has more chapters, but then again, no, don't have any chapters. Essentially, this is a political, above-ground, dual-seedline Christian identity political warfare center. And I engage in political warfare. I engage in publishing. I don't do the literature stuff. If I go ahead and I have time to create a newsletter, and I don't have time, I'm trying to do a whole bunch of stuff, including set up a Christian Identity News Network, an audio place, and maybe even a video forum, a.k.a. Corn Cobs Pod Blank, but essentially a real thing. And as a result, I like TalkShoe because it's anonymous. I don't want you people really sending me money. I don't really want to know your IP address, but on the other hand, if you log in, probably Zog's going to go ahead and listen to it. I'm trying to go ahead and find out a way so that the sheep will be fed without coming into sights of the guns of Zog when they're going, you know, putting their heads to the trough. I don't know exactly how to do that, and some of you will have to go ahead and take a few risks here, maybe. But on the other hand, people go ahead and download it. They can go ahead and do a peer-to-peer, and this talk show radio thing will go ahead and spread all over here. Somebody went ahead and said is that essentially my program is not really mentioned here. And the answer of it is I don't really want it on Zog's radar, although I have no doubt that it is. I go ahead and look at the statistics, and this thing averages about a couple hundred downloads a week, which is pretty good. Which is pretty good. And what I'll do is once I get my webpage up, I'll go ahead and put it to 16-bit, where it'll just be about 8 or 10 megs, and you can go ahead and put it to a MP3 player and go ahead and listen to about, 400 hours of head time if you can stand that much, you know. But in any case, you know, what happens is that anything like that, which is what Pisser wants, which is a number of fools want. Folks, I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for your name or you cannot listen to me as you see fit. I create a body of work and people can go ahead and read it. I have it on a number of forums and a number of web pages. And it spreads all over the place, so people do listen to my voice. Now, the SPLC and the ADL and the FBI, I'm quite sure they're one of the couple hundred people who are downloading their little freaking copy. What do you want me to do about it? Folks, all this fighting and fussing with Visser and the rest here, all it involves is less than a dozen people. In fact, it's less than a half dozen people because it seems to me that Seedliner and Visser were the same critters. And so is Alpha and Omega and Solyman / Sully Mamzer and Liar Bill the Clueless and Oba Genderbender and Pister Pister Possum. Heck, that's four people. And a few little Zogbots playing around. Running around like sheep with their little heads cut off. I used to go ahead and take care of sheep at the Crowder College school farm. It was part of my work study, and sheep were stupid critters. Had a real good, handsome-looking lamb. Came back Monday. What happened to your pride of your sheep? Well, what happened is the stupid sheep put his head through a panel and hung himself on one of these wired 4x8, you know, wired steel panels here. Went ahead and looked for some hay, put his little head in through. And once he got his little head through, his little head swelled up. And then, he lost control of his legs and he ended up hanging himself here. Sheep are stupid critters. Well, so are wiggers. Wiggers are stupid critters. They run around, they don't know what they're doing. They look for food and warmth and leadership against a cold, cruel world they cannot understand. That's what wiggers are like. They're sheeple. Folks, what I want you to do, if you listen to me, is to go ahead and learn to think for yourself. You don't have to agree with everything I say. In fact, many of the time I've posted something and I'm sort of embarrassed that it's still there and I don't make a big deal of it because I know it's there, but I don't like this or I'm not going to remove it. Because, hey, you know, there was a time when I was a stupid wigger, too. You know what I mean? And all life is, you know, life is about going here from a condition of ignorance to knowledge, from a condition of weakness to strength here. And what happens is I'm not going to go ahead and pull off any milestones that I've gone ahead created along the way. If anybody goes ahead and looks at those milestones, they can go ahead and look and say, hey, yeah, Winston made a mistake. Yeah, Winston was such an idiot. I'll live through it. You see, I can go ahead and do a 3 or 4 hour show just talking and talking and talking and talking, and it won't come back to bite me in the ass. The reason it won't come to bite me in the ass is because, hey, I might be wrong, but I'm not a liar. I can do this show with confidence, not worrying about anything. So, folks, the thing about it is that you, I don't know, you know, maybe I've judged Morse Gillette wrong. I might have. But what happens is that me and John Britton are a little bit worried because what happens is he hasn't done what he said he would do when he was in jail. And he seems to be siding with Visser. Lamb's Visser's a Zogbot. So, I mean, if I have to go ahead, you know, if I have to go ahead and make this a struggle or something like that, I'll make it a struggle. What happens is that, shoot, this is a fight over a watering hole. And what happens is that at the very end here, it's not our watering hole. Me and John Britton will go ahead and move on, but we're going to go ahead and pile up as many carcasses as we can over this freaking water hole. I shit you not. Okay? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and see what the chat says. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, what happens is I don't really care if TalkShoe has delisted my show. You can go ahead and look at it if you want here. But then, on the other hand, TalkShoe might very well go ahead and ban me. What happens, there's somebody on Incognito who's gone ahead and been banned. You don't worry about it. There might be end up being a famine of the word. You never know. You never know. The fact of the matter is what Jews do is they go ahead and first they say, hey, folks, we need to go ahead and have equal speech here. And then what they do is they demand political superior speech, and then they end up demanding that the white man not be able to speak at all, not be able to be heard. And the end result is something like that here. So, yeah, I may have been delisted. I don't know. You know. In any case, we'll go ahead and see it, and I'll go ahead and save it as best I can. Folks, hell victory. Okay, what happens? I'm going to go ahead and finish with Julian Guyer. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me go ahead and first save this chat. It's been delisted. Let me go ahead and save this chat. Because this chat is quite, you know, this chat is quite valuable. Goes ahead and tells me what went on. Okay. Okay, let me see. All righty, hold on, folks. I'm going to go ahead and sing Julian Guyer. Hold on. All right, things plugged in. Let me go ahead and shut the door so Roxy won't have nothing to bitch about. And I'll go ahead and sing Florian Guyer, Revised English Lyrics. Hold on. It'll take a while for it to go ahead and pick up. White man clad in black, are we? I-I-O. And we'll step out the tyranny. I-I-O. White men go, revolt ho. On the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam dealt and Eve did spend, Kyrie eleis, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie eleis. White men go, civil war ho, on the city roofs let the red cock crow. Dear men go, civil war go, on the courthouse lawns let the red blood flow. Old white men their rifles shoot, the Jews all low. The Zogling next we stomp our boot to stamp out gospel. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roofs let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. The regime must only love the street. Hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roofs let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is just. Hi-yi-oh. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let the red blood flow. Okay, folks. I'm going to go ahead and pretty well call it a night for now. And let me go ahead and find this thing. I'm going to go ahead and call it night. Hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.